26. Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. Good morning. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Look. I think I've said it before. I'm a big movie fan. I truly am. I love movies. I love going to the movie theater. I love sitting in the theater, being swept away with a movie. I love the darkness of it. I love just getting lost in that moment of watching a film. I love going back and reading reviews of movies after I've seen it to see if I agree with the critic or not. To see if they bring up something that I didn't see in the movie, or if they take exception to something that I liked or not. I love talking with my friends about a movie that we've seen. I love watching movies, having my friends over and watching movies at my home. I love everything about movies. And at the same time, I also really love reading. I started reading when I was 4 years old. And and I have devoured books ever since. And so when someone takes one of my, a book that I've really, really enjoyed reading, a book that has captured my imagination, a book that's a thrill seeker, you know the type of book that you read. This is how deep it is for me. Y'all experience this. You know when you read a really good book and you put the book down and the book is running like a film in your head. You know, you can see the book as a movie in your head. That's how much. That's what I enjoy. And so when I see a book that I really, really like, make it to film, I am doubly excited. Doubly excited to see it hit the screens. And doubly excited to sit down and watch it. So I loved The Da Vinci Code. And for those of you that read The Da Vinci Code, this is what I learned from my father. This is what we always do in our family, what we've always done. Is once you find an author that you like, of course you go and you devour all the books. And my dad always is real good at sending me the books when I talk about a particular author, searching them out and finding out what else he or she has written. So those of you that really like The Da Vinci Code, you should go get all of Dan Brown's books because they're all really, 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 really good. So when I found out that they were going to make the Da Vinci Code, that The Da Vinci Code was going to be taken to the screen, the big screen, I was excited. I was truly excited. I love that. I'm always hesitant because, you know, it is challenging for most people to take a book and bring it to the screen. And I'm sad to say I'm disappointed more often than not when the effort is made to take a book to screen. But I'm excited. I'm always, hope springs eternal. But the thing about The Da Vinci Code, when I found out that it was going to be Opie was going to be directing the movie, Ron Howard, and I found out that Opie's best friend, Tom Hanks, was going to be playing the lead, I was sorely disappointed. I said, this can't be good. This can't be good. First of all, Tom Hanks is not... He's gotten really old looking since he's played that solo role on the beach, he and his volleyball. Since he had to gain all that weight and lose all the weight, he's gotten really old looking. And he is not attractive enough to be the character that was that was described in the book, The Da Vinci Code. And he's not youthful enough. I mean, there are some men that are his age that are very, very, very attractive and very youthful in their countenance and in their presentation. Tom Hanks is not that guy, and that ridiculous haircut, hairdo that he has, it's ridiculous. And I did not hold out hope that the movie was going to, that the Da Vinci Code movie was going to be good when I heard that Opie was going to be directing it. Now, I'm not the type of person that allows critics to determine for me whether I'm going to see a movie, but I'm like everybody else. When they agree with you, you're like, okay, yeah, you're right. When they agree with you, you're right. All of the hoopla, all of the religious concerns, they should have just, the Pope should have said, oh, Opie's directing. Tom Hanks is starring. It's not going to be that good of a movie. That's the decision the Pope should have made. Instead of piquing people's interest in the book, if you don't want people to read it, you should have, when you found out that Opie was directing it and Tom Hanks was starring in it, you should have chilled out. You should have, okay, I'm cool with this. They took the Da Vinci Code. The Da Vinci Code finally came to this, has now been seen by the world. How many millions of dollars was it? $125 million worth of a movie. The critics at Cannes, and I kid you not, they were laughing out loud. And for those of you who've not read The Da Vinci Code, it's not a comedy. It's not a comedy. When they reviewed it, it was described as, and this is a technical word, help me with this, I don't know what this word means, a dud. They said it was a dud. They said it was unwielding. They said that it was plotting. At the press screening, members of the audience laughed at the movie's pivotal moment. Tom Hanks is there acting really, really, really serious, and the people laughed out loud. There is nothing worse. There is nothing worse in the movie world when people laugh out loud at your movie, at the serious moment. And then when the movie came to an end, it was greeted with stony silence. The Hollywood Reporter, one reporter says, Da Vinci never rises to the level of a guilty pleasure. Too much guilt, not enough pleasure. He described Tom Hanks's acting as wooden and found the long passages of religious and historical debate cumbersome. Ouch. Maybe this will hurt religion in a way that the Pope is not anticipating. Maybe people will find Catholicism and religion and Christianity boring as a result of this movie. Maybe that's the turnout, the outcome of that. Whew. And you look at let me go to India about this movie. I'm telling you, everybody should have said when they found out that Tom Hanks was in the movie and that Opie was directing it, Ron Howard was directing it, they should have said, I'm cool on this. It'll take care of itself. India. Now, the movie has run into problems in Lebanon. It's run into problems in the Philippines. It's run into problems in Singapore. And now it's run into problems in India. Now, remember, The Da Vinci Code is a book that sold over 40 million copies. You know how long it was on the bestseller list of the New York Times? 2 years. 2 years. And in the book, I hate it when they tell you what the book is about, so I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. But months after its release, several Christian groups across the globe began protests against the book, even people calling from, even with people calling for a ban on the book. The Vatican had asked people to boycott the book and boycott the film because it's a sack full of lies. The Pope would be better off, the Vatican would be better off saying, boycott the movie because it stinks. You know? And here's the thing. People also raise the issue of Mel Gibson's the Passion. I had a problem with it because I don't see anybody like me in it. I had a problem. Where the black folks? But people had a problem with Mel Gibson and The Passion, too. So it's fat people. You need to see more movies so you can appreciate and predict what's going to happen. Lebanon is the only country that has they banned the book back in 2004. They were ahead of the game. 2004, they banned the book. They banned the book before it sold 40 million copies. Now in the Philippines, it has a huge Roman Catholic presence. They've launched a campaign to have the cinematic version of the book banned. Singapore's Board of Film Censors has barred moviegoers from 16 years old and younger from seeing the film. Y'all can't see the film. In India, the GOA government has passed a resolution seeking the ban on the film. Isn't India, isn't that largely Hindu? Huh. India is seeking a ban of the film. They also passed a resolution to ask the censor board and the information broadcasting ministry an intervention from those folks. And for the first time since the history of the entities, they have said that put the movie on hold until it's viewed by authorities of the Catholic Bishops Conference on May 18th. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We now have India banning the movie, banning the book, banning children from 16 years old and younger from seeing it. And it's just one of those things where it's going to take care of itself. It's going to take care of itself. It's a bad movie. And not because of the contents of the book. We had a lawsuit of the author. Charges of plagiarism. The author, Brown won. Dan Brown won. And now we have folks saying that we're going to let the Catholic Bishops Conference authorities view it before we can see it. And now there's word out from the Muslim world that they're going to ban the movie as well. There's an effort afoot from the Muslim community saying that because this is they perceive this as an attack on Jesus, who was a prophet, they're saying that the movie needs to be banned. That takes us to an interesting juxtaposition, doesn't it? The common ground of religion is the banning of a movie. The common ground of where the religious fork in the road is met by folks that agree that a something should be censored, that something should be kept from grown folks. Isn't that interesting? How does that make you feel about the religious world? That this may be the thing. The agreement to ban this movie may be the thing that unites Muslims and Christians and Hindus and every other type of religion out there. They all agree on censorship. Lord. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
Son, what you don't understand, my words might never explain. So I am hoping that time will. Things may not go as you planned. Dark clouds might bring you pain.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Alan Brainerd inviting you to join me every Wednesday for Design 411. Whether you live in a mansion or a studio apartment, my guests and I will share new and exciting ways to make your home truly attractive. Please join me, Alan Brainerd, for Design 411. Wednesdays at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where you'll get the 411 on the things that matter most to you.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you Christmas cheer. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you marriage ring and a pomegranate too.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, this is Herb Stark, the host of The West Wing. Wednesday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on WGNU, whether it's local school boards, City Hall, all the way out to St. Charles and down to Jefferson City at the Capitol. And from there, all the way to Washington, D.C., we bring you what's happening in politics and keep you up to date. Regular interviews with Senator Kennedy and State Rep Joe Smith in Jeff City, bringing us up to date on all the House bills, the Senate bills, and everything going on in the state of Missouri. We also get updates from Candace live every week from the Governor's Mansion in California. Tune in every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., The West Wing, right here on WGNU. I'm your host, Herb Steck. Any questions, any comments, send me an email anytime you wish, WGNU@hotmail.com. Call us, write us, or send us an email. We'll be happy to cover your topic. Just remember, Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here at WGNU Radio.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sour Traffic and Weather. The Sour Traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Eastbound 44 at South Outer Road, East and Lewis. Look for an accident on right shoulder. Northbound 270 at 40 and Ladue. Look for a disabled vehicle on right shoulder. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road to 79, slow traffic in pockets. West northbound 270 at 44 is on the move. Northbound 55 from Merrimack Bottom. The river to Pear looks good at this hour. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks all the way into New Florissant is on the move. Westbound 5570, westbound King, and northbound Route 3. Those approaches on the Poplar Street Bridge are looking good this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at McLeese Landing looks good, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, tires are take the Toyota Challenge. Does the corner repair shop offer Toyota-trained technicians? Use genuine Toyota parts, have convenient hours? Your Toyota dealer does. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Warmer today, partly sunny. Chance for showers this afternoon, high in the mid-70s. For Thursday, partly sunny, high in the mid-70s. And Friday, partly sunny, high in the mid-70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 51 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 51 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
An interesting and thought-provoking think piece is coming up Friday morning on the Wake Up Call. Blogger Steve Lindman has crafted an everyman's description of war-making 101. He contrasts notable despots throughout history with our current leadership, which justifies aggression through the big lie and divine intervention. We think you will find many of your thoughts lie within the commentary of blogger Steve Lindman, our guest Friday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. I learned at an early age that animals matter to me. Every week we'll share your stories. We'll discuss issues that matter most to you and your companion animals, from breed-specific laws to puppy mills, and answer your questions about pet care as well. You'll also enjoy our special guests as they share their tales. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun every week. Join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
The Wake Up Call is planning a special program addressing the issues of veterans. If you have served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, or any other areas of military action, and would like to share some of the challenges you faced, not only in combat, but when you returned home, and how you dealt with them, we'd like to hear from you for a possible guest appearance on this special Wake Up Call broadcast, set for Friday, May 26th, just before Memorial Day. Post-traumatic stress, benefit cuts, recruiting promises that went unkept, whatever you might like to share. Call 454-6660 and ask for me, Joe Garcia, or contact me via email at broadcast@wgnu.net. Again, this special wake-up call broadcast dealing with veterans issues will take place on Friday, May 26th. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning morning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Grainy video stills showing what is claimed to be the nose cone of Flight 77 will only result in increased circuits of debate around the issue of what happened at the Pentagon, in preparation for a future release of a clear video footage that debunks people who question the official version of 9/11. Here's the deal. The government is going to begin to use its media mouthpieces at Fox to hype the government's story and the government, a grainy picture of a nose cone. Because remember, that's what that's the issue that we raised. Where's the wreckage? Where is the wreckage? We know that the FBI seized gas station camera footage and footage from hotels across the highway, which would show the entire sequence of events and prove exactly what happened at the Pentagon. Now, why is the government now releasing this grainy so-called footage of a plane, nose cone? The government, there are two theories that are out there. One, the government is truly frightened to death of releasing any images which accurately depict what happened at the Pentagon because it doesn't jibe with the official version of 9/11. Or, for conspiracy theorists out there, the government wants to debunk the entire 9/11 truth movement. How do you do that? The government has exactly the tapes to show that there was something that hit the Pentagon. But you start releasing these grainy footages, you get people to buy into it didn't happen, it didn't happen, it didn't happen, it didn't happen, and then it will later release a high quality video and use that to debunk every question that anybody's ever raised about 9/11. Do they have a tape of what happened at the Pentagon? You know what? I don't believe that they do. I don't believe that they do. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Liz Brown.
Brother Al, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
You know, when you was talking about earlier this, you were talking about reading good books and giving it a title. How would you title this book we read every day on this administration? Have you ever read War and Peace, Liz?
I have read parts of it.
You know how thick that book is?
It's a big book.
Well, this book that we're reading every day, we need a podium to put it on, because I think it's about three times as wide.
You know what it should be called?
Well, no, that's what I'm asking you. What should it be called?
Snow Job.
Liz, there are so many players in this book that we have opened in the last 6 years, and they always throw you a new hook and a crook, and you can't hardly keep up with it. You know, this is like reading a suspense novel. I saw that yesterday. Just a nose cone.
Just a nose. No, just a grainy image of a nose cone.
You know, I worked around aircraft, Liz, and I don't even know where the tailpiece is. But it's amazing to how many ins and outs and all the players in the last 6 years that have been connected in this story. Yeah, I can't get my arms around it. I'm enjoying it. It's really amazing to me. It reads like a good novel, but it's so damn suspenseful.
How about this one? How about this one? Scratch a liar, find a thief. Okay, the story of George W. Bush's reign.
Which one? We got so many players.
Scratch a liar, find a thief.
Let me ask you about the first player that was tossed to us. What happened to Bin Laden?
Who?
Bin Laden.
Who?
He was in the first pages in the first novel doing the introduction of the book, Liz. Where is and what has happened to Bin Laden? Have a nice day.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning, T.
They can try to debunk this as much as they want with that grainy picture, but until they show me where the wings went and show me where those two six-ton engines went, because the hole is a round, pretty hole. Where did the wings sit? Because the window's right next to the hole is still intact.
Tell me how the nose cone ended up outside.
True. That, exactly.
How did the nose...
went through three rings. And tell me, how did the airplane get that low to the ground to fly that close to the ground that long and without destroying the ground in front, you know?
How did the nose cone end up that far away from the hole on the outside of the hole?
Oh, I didn't see that picture. I didn't see that.
No, they're saying that this is the nose cone, right?
Yes.
Where's the hole? The hole is in front of it, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, how?
It's made out of aluminum.
Okay, but how did the nose cone get behind the hole that it created?
That's part of that book Brother Al was just talking about.
Snow Job.
That's right.
All right.
Take care.
All right, you too. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown, the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Stay with me.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Business owners, consumers, job seekers, join us at the 2006 St. Clair Consumer Expo and Job Fair. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 19th, 20th, and 21st at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. This year's expo will spotlight various groups, organizations, and local businesses throughout the weekend, including some of the finest independent agents and specialty product representatives in the area. While you're taking a break in the center court, register to win one of dozens of prizes to be given away, including a $1,000 online shopping spree from MyFreeGifts.com. That's the 2006 St. Clair Consumer Expo and Job Fair, Friday, May 19th through Sunday, May 21st in Fairview Heights. Hosted by St. Clair Square, sponsored in part by Night Magic Entertainment and the station for the issues that matter most, AM 920 WGNU. Get more details online at spcshows.com. This is a Specialized Promotional Concepts production.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Washington. The Justice Department has admitted it obtained phone records and other communications documents of some 3,500 people last year. The information was obtained under part of the Patriot Act that does not require warrants, only something called national security letters. These can be signed off on by any FBI agent and are used to assist in terrorism investigations. As per the Patriot Act, the phone companies from which they were obtained cannot even make public the request for those records. The national security letters are being used to check the phone records of news reporters to determine some of their confidential sources that may be providing classified information. And Dateline Washington, the amount of money that corporations are short of in pension plans is believed to be as much as $500 billion. The picture may become clearer later this year when new rules kick in that will require hundreds of corporations to disclose more information about the state of their retirement plans and health care costs. Congress is also considering new legislation that will require those companies to fix their underfunded pensions by using cash or to borrow money to shore them up. But investors say such a move could cause a loss in revenue to bondholders in those companies of as much as $24 billion. The federal organization that insures pension programs, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, had to take over responsibility for 120 new pension plans last year, covering 235,000 workers. Typically, when that organization gets involved, pension payouts to workers are slashed by a third to a half. The PBGC is already operating $450 billion in the red because it's had to take over so many programs in recent years. Current federal law requires employers to fund their retirement programs at only a 30% rate, and companies don't have to include how much short their pension funds are on their normal accounting books. Plus, there are more companies out there that are not keeping up with their pension contribution obligations. This is your wake-up call Global News Update.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears. Where else?
Where else? Washers, dryers, refrigerator stoves. Greatest deals in Searsdom.
The Sears right there at Union and Natural Bridge. That's right, in your own city, in your own neighborhood. Get on down to Sears. Get your shop on. My name is Liz Brown. When you need a deal, go to Sears and tell them I told you to.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in after the 5 o'clock news every Friday for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage on your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons after the 5 o'clock news on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Hi, folks. This is Decent Guy Don. Join me at midnight every Monday through Friday right here on WGNU. Yes, you heard right. Every night at midnight, Monday through Friday. Congress isn't the only group of people up at midnight, don't you know? Now the conspiracy hunter is flying under cover of darkness with night vision at the ready to uncover what's going on in Washington and in rural capitals and to discuss it with you. It's information that matters to all of us. Remember, join me at midnight Monday through Friday for the Conspiracy Hunter with Decent Guy Don Griffin on AM 920 WGNU, the station with something for everyone, even at midnight. See you then.
Does life just seem to happen to you? No plan, no direction? If it does, you're not alone. Join two life coaches, Sandy and Bobby, for an exciting and fun hour of learning how to create the designed life. We'll talk about principles of success, we'll take your calls, and provide coaching to help you achieve the life you desire. Tune in Monday nights at 9 p.m. to The Designed Life on WGNU.
The Wake Up Call is planning a special program addressing the issues of veterans. If you have served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, or any other areas of military action, and would like to share some of the challenges you faced, not only in combat, but when you returned home, and how you dealt with them, we'd like to hear from you for a possible guest appearance on this special Wake Up Call broadcast, set for Friday, May 26th, just before Memorial Day. Post-traumatic stress, benefit cuts, recruiting promises that went unkept, whatever you might like to share. Call 454-6660 and ask for me, Joe Garcia, or contact me via email at broadcast@wgnu.net. Again, this special wake-up call broadcast dealing with veterans issues will take place on Friday, May 26th. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
It's Liz Brown on 877-920-WGNU. Get up. Some payback. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Yes. Ms. Brown, I was listening to you talk about the Da Vinci movies that they're making.
The Da Vinci Code.
Yes. And, Ms. Brown, you know, the reason the people are getting upset is because the Nazis are beginning to, if they watch this movie, and then our young people, the kids and things that are growing up, they're going to have their own opinion. It won't be no interpreter to interpret the Bible to them so much. It's because they have seen so much. It's so much of truth coming out into this, whether it's the truth in reality or not. But it will give a person a choice. You see, people control the masses by fear. And religion is the first step into freeing people. You know, it tells you about a hell. You're going to go to hell and you're going to burn in fire forever and eternity. So it's not so much of that you want to be right, whether you know the difference between right and wrong. It's just the fear that they're using. And the people are afraid, leaders, these religious leaders, are afraid that people's going to start to form their own opinions.
I think that religious leaders, pastors that are confident in their own ability to connect their community to religion, to their religion, to connect their community to God, they're not afraid of any movie. They shouldn't be afraid of any movie. No movie can disconnect a community or a people from their relationship with God. No movie can do that. Not from God. Not in theory, not from God.
That's what I'm talking about, Mrs. From my point of view of reading the Bible tells me that God is in me. Jesus told him, he says, I am my Father in me, and I in you. The same way it is about a heaven. When the Bible tells you that Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you.
All right, and thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. Ms. Brown, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Brown, you know, I was listening to you talking about this administration, and it seemed like, you know, when that plane hit the Pentagon, it seemed like the thing blew up before the nose even got there, really. And it seemed that way to me, anyway.
You know, it says? It says that one little video on the Internet, Loose Change, has really changed the world for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing?
Absolutely.
It is so, I mean, it's just so simple. Everything, you sit there slack-jawed watching Loose Change.
Absolutely.
And so that's why we're starting to see these, again, I'm not an engineer. Uh-huh. I'm not an engineer. I've never built a plane.
Mm-hmm.
But how does the cone of the nose end up in front of the hole that it created?
Yes, I know. I guess this, you know, this administration, you know, think we're stupid anyway.
Yeah, they do.
But the thing about this, Ms. Brown, is that, you know, this thing is all coming together now. I think this administration is really in fear now because they're going to find out that this administration is behind 9/11, you know. And another thing, the guy asked about Bin Laden. Well, I think the only reason where you probably find Bin Laden probably in the bunkhouse with his leg kicked up at the Bush Ranch. I think that's where he is. Ms. Brown, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz, that plane appears to be hugging the ground a few feet above the grass. And I don't know if the laws of aerodynamics... that if that's possible, maybe it is, but it appears to be hugging the lawn itself coming in. But you know, Liz, now everything is gone for the Republicans. The Democrats, the new polls say by 5%, the public says they can handle the war on terror and Iraq. A few months ago, it was 18% for the GOP. And as far as what this administration, what the book would be called, how about Descent into Hell? Thank you very much, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. In the next hour, of course, the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. And also, don't forget to join me at 9 o'clock this morning. One of ours is going to be on the show. Ray McGovern's going to be on the show, the man that took on Rumsfeld. He's coming back to the wake-up call to talk about that. You don't want to miss that. That's going to be in the 9 o'clock hour. Yeah, one of ours. He's one of ours. Back on the show, Ray McGovern. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You will.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress was being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wounds.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. The Senate is inching its way toward an immigration reform bill, but it hasn't been easy. Here's ABC's Vic Ratner.
Many senators are concerned about adding border patrol duties to National Guard service in Iraq and helping out in floods and disasters. The Senate Armed Services Committee is calling top Guard and Pentagon officials to a hearing this afternoon. And Senator John Kerry, a critic of the plan, says the Guard is being overstretched.
California's governor also has questions about the president's plan to use the Guard to patrol the borders. Arnold Schwarzenegger says he could support it only if it's a temporary measure. Wasn't us. ABC's Aaron Kuchersky says another phone company is now saying that it's not giving the feds information about your call.
Verizon says it is simply false that it's providing customer call records to the National Security Agency. In a carefully worded statement, Verizon called it a glaring falsehood that it entered into an arrangement with the NSA to provide the agency with data from its customers' domestic calls. But in the same statement, Verizon says it will not confirm or deny whether it has any relationship to the classified NSA program. Verizon executives will have the chance to talk about it under oath before Congress. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
President Bush says if he ignores the polls, he may want to bypass the latest ABC News Washington Post survey, too. It puts his job approval rating at just 33%. ABC News polling director Gary Langer.
This poll demonstrates the extent to which the public's discontent is focused on the war in Iraq and national politics, not local conditions. Nearly 7 in 10 Americans say the country's on the wrong track. Nearly 6 in 10 call the war in Iraq a mistake. And a record low 33% approve of the president's job performance, yet solid majorities express optimism about their local communities, their family finances, and their personal prospects in the year ahead.
A survey of just over 1,100 adults has a 3-point margin of error. This is ABC News.
Top 3 reasons I need professional installation. Number 3, I don't do windows. Number 2, I don't do roofing either. And number 1, I don't lift a finger, it gets done.
When you need roofing, siding, or windows installed, relax. The Home Depot can help. Guaranteed. With a hand-picked group of professionals we stand behind. Call 1-800-79-DEPOT. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. License numbers available at your local store or homedepot.com.
Today, another arthritis medicine has been recalled.
Glucosamine is under fire.
Some arthritis remedies may be ineffective, so says the FDA.
Finally, some good news for people with arthritis. Introducing Arthritis Advantage. Arthritis Advantage is a clinically proven treatment that works naturally with your immune system to stop arthritis pain before it starts. That's right, before it starts, and without side effects. Now you have an advantage against arthritis. New Arthritis Advantage. Look for it in the supplement section at your pharmacy.
The rain is over for now in New England as the region begins to dry out after days of flooding. Rains damage is expected to be in the tens of millions of dollars. Well, it looks like I could still marry the cute beetle after all. Paul McCartney is going to be available soon. He and his wife Heather Mills are calling it quits. Here's ABC's Linda Albin.
Press speculation has been rife ever since Sir Paul spent some time alone in France while his wife of 4 years remained behind, apparently hiding from the paparazzi. The marriage is always said to have been a stormy one, but has gotten particularly rocky recently. The two are nearly 26 years apart. Heather, a former model, is said to find living in the former Beatles' shadow difficult and shies away from all the press attention. For his part, Sir Paul, while brokenhearted, is said to be tired of all the arguing.
That's ABC's Linda Alvin in London. And, well, one bachelor is going to be available again. Another one is going to be unavailable again very, very soon. Keith Urban, country singer, getting married again, this time to actress Nicole Kidman. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Wednesday, the Missouri Supreme Court orders a new trial for a death row inmate from the St. Louis area. Vincent McFadden was sentenced to death for the July 2002 murder of Todd Franklin in Pine Lawn.
In a 4-3 ruling yesterday, the state Supreme Court threw out McFadden's conviction, saying prosecutors removed potential jurors because of their race. The prosecution struck 5 African-American potential jurors, citing the fact that they were familiar with the crime scene, but left 5 white people on the jury who were also familiar with the crime scene. There was only 1 African-American juror at the trial. A decision will not come for at least a week in the court case over the leadership of the Overland Police Department. Testimony ended yesterday in St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McAuliffe's suit against Mayor Ann Persner. McAuliffe alleges that the mayor overstepped her bounds by appointing Ben Branch to take Jim Heron's place as police chief without the approval of the city council. Eric Tolan, the attorney representing Persner and Branch, says McAuliffe jumped the gun when he filed suit.
If they would have allowed this process to work, Mr. Branch would have, in fact, been voted on at the next meeting of the council. And if he was not appointed at that point, then the mayor would have to either appoint another interim and move forward in that regard.
The two sides have until next Wednesday to send additional materials to Judge Robert Cohen. Organized labor leaders and 3 state lawmakers claim that workers in the Child Support Division of the Missouri Department of Social Services are unfairly being blamed for failing to catch a mistake in Herbert Chalmers' child support payments. State Representatives John Bowman, Juanita Head Walton, and Jeanette Mott Oxford joined members of the Missouri State Workers Union yesterday to call on the government to do something about the workers' heavy caseloads. Chalmers reportedly became enraged about the overpayment of child support that was being garnished from his paychecks when he went on a shooting spree last month that left 5 people dead, including himself. Finally, this hour, for the first time in more than 30 years, new homes are being built in the historic Shaw neighborhood of St. Louis. Ground will be broken today for the first new home construction in the Shaw neighborhood since 1972. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay will be on hand for the ceremony, which will be held on a construction site that is already active. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by McDonald's. Try the new Asian salad at McDonald's. Orange glazed chicken, mandarin oranges, snow peas, red bell peppers, almonds, and fresh greens with low-fat sesame ginger dressing. McDonald's, I'm loving it. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Captain D's. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, look for heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Northbound 55 from 141 to Lindbergh looks good. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Merrimack River Bridge is on the move. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road to 79, look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 from at West Forest and 170, look for a very heavy volume going on there. Westbound 70 at 94, there's road construction, left lanes closed. Westbound 5570, westbound Kingbridge, westbound 64, and northbound Route 3. You can expect some delays as you're getting onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge and the Martin Luther King Bridge. Northbound 109 at Central, look for those traffic lights not to be working. They're on red flash. Grand Voy Ramp on the northbound 55 is closed due to maintenance operations. Route N at Wilmer, there's an overturned vehicle that's out in Wentzville. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Captain D's. Captain D's new chicken pasta bowls come in 3 Italian tastes. Chicken and broccoli Alfredo, chicken scampi, and chicken parmesan starting at just $3.99. Hurry, limited time only. It's Italian Captain D's style. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Partly sunny today, a chance for afternoon showers, a high in the mid-70s this evening. Partly cloudy, a chance for showers, low in the lower 50s. Thursday, partly sunny, high in the mid-70s. And Friday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 51 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 51 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next, St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs. I'm Howard Morton. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour.
The Wake Up Call is planning a special program addressing the issues of veterans. If you have served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, or any other areas of military action, and would like to share some of the challenges you faced, not only in combat, but when you returned home, and how you dealt with them, we'd like to hear from you for a possible guest appearance on this special Wake Up Call broadcast, set for Friday, May 26th, just before Memorial Day. Post-traumatic stress, benefit cuts, recruiting promises that went unkept, whatever you might like to share. Call 454-6660 and ask for me, Joe Garcia, or contact me via email at broadcast@wgnu.net. Again, this special wake-up call broadcast dealing with veterans issues will take place on Friday, May 26th.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
In-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown, and I'm here with Peter Downs. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
School board member Peter Downs. And Peter, we left off last week talking about Cleveland and the whole issue of whether or not Cleveland should be closed down and the whole issue of shiny new faces of board members that I hadn't seen for 3 years on the issue of the assault against the St. Louis Public Schools. Now that their neighborhood ox is being gored, we are now talking about their weighing in on this issue of don't shut down my school. Where are we on this?
We're about the same place we were last week,
okay.
Which is the school board last week. I just want to clarify for the listeners, there are two boards we're talking about here.
Right.
When you mention board, there's the school board and there's the board of aldermen.
Right.
But the school board last week tabled the decision on Cleveland until we could have a public hearing to get comments from parents, teachers, and the community.
Mm-hmm. And so what do we, I got a St. Louis Public Schools Watch report, St. Louis Schools Watch report, and apparently Craig Williams has distributed a repair list. What's up with that?
Yes, Craig Williams, that was actually 2 weeks ago. He distributed a repair list of Cleveland, listing what he calls were the major problems, and there are 33 of them. And I had given a copy of that list. The aldermen were asking what repairs had to be done, and I had given a copy to the two aldermen who were expressed concern about Cleveland.
And before we go on, because I am who I am. In any of the schools that were closed in North St. Louis when Roberti and Slay came in and shuttered all of our schools, Did we get a list like this of the problems from those schools? Were people handed out this type of a detailed list of the repairs that were needed for those particular schools?
No one that I know of was. It doesn't mean that board members at that time weren't given lists mm-hmm. and that they kept them to themselves.
Well, okay. Was the community or any older person, for instance, I don't know, Irene J. Smith, when she asked for those types of things?
I don't think she was. She would have held it up and talked about it.
There we go. Yeah. So this is a first. This is a first that we're getting a list like this, the community and older people. Okay, so we got this list.
So does that mean you have something nice to say about Craig Williams?
Not yet. No, we have a list. My concern is that, okay, now White St. Louis asked for it and they get a list. But now, okay, what's on the list?
Like I said, there are 33 things. I guess if I read through them quickly, it could go from replacing existing windows throughout the building, waterproofing the north, south, and west walls, repairing plaster walls, waterproofing two stairwells, replacing third-floor skylight roof windows in the art room, replacing all necessary flooring areas where it's deteriorated, replacing all necessary ceramic tile in bathroom floors and in bathroom walls in the swimming pool, replacing outdated and obsolete plumbing fixtures in restrooms, replace worn carpeting in library, paint various locations throughout the building, install motorization system for the bleachers, repair exterior steps at two entrances, replace the main entrance and corridor floors in the main gym, replace a railing at a loading area, replace the water fountains, which it says are outdated, install a concrete parking lot over a present brick parking lot, repave a parking lot behind the new gym, repave parking areas in front of the new gym, repair concrete wall near the loading dock, replace exterior light fixtures above entrances. Three items involve replacing doors. Replace and install carpet in the music room. Install a running track around the football field. Replace stair treads throughout the building. Replace lockers throughout the building. Replace sections of the roof. From a report they had for a roofing inspection. And then three items that would all be part of the HVAC: replacing the existing boiler, replacing the heating piping and heating units, and air conditioning the building. And then replace the auditorium seating with upholstered seats. They're wooden seats now.
Mm. So in terms of from a board member's perspective, what are your concerns about Cleveland, or do you have concerns about Cleveland?
Well, to me, there are three possible decisions we can make right now, because there are really several questions that are being kind of molded together. One possible decision is to say, you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, including air conditioning, and we need to move the kids out someplace else while we do the work to refurbish the building.
Mm-hmm.
Another decision would be, boy, this building is in such bad shape, costs too much to fix, and it's an immediate hazard to the children. We need to move the children out and close the building.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whether you're going to close it or you're going to improve it, either way, you're going to move the kids out.
Mm-hmm.
The third option, which is the one actually presented to us, is, I think, the one that causes the most angst to people in the neighborhood. and the one that confuses things most. The third option is that's been presented to us is to decide whether or not to move the kids out and put off till later a decision what to do in the building.
Mm-hmm. And why does that one cause the most angst?
There are people who say, first, even amongst people who have looked at the building, mm-hmm. there are differing opinions as to how bad it is.
Mm-hmm. I've heard people say that it's just the worst building, absolutely. And I have yet to, and I'm going to have to take a visit over there, but I have yet to see it. But I've talked to different people, and they've said it's just horrible. It's just absolutely
horrible.
There are
people who say it's absolutely horrible. There are other people who say, you know, what we're looking at mostly, we're looking at some water damage on basement walls, mm-hmm. That is peeling paint and some bubbling plaster, mm-hmm. and that's cosmetic, but it's nothing else.
Okay.
And if you fix the, you know, the water damage is because the drains are backing up because the sewer lateral is broken. If you fix the sewer lateral so that water again drains away from the building and the site, you take care of that, and then, you know, it's easy enough to fix plaster and repaint.
So back to why that caused so much angst, the idea
Then if you want going to leave open, you're going to say, well, we're going to decide later what to do mm-hmm. with the building. Then some people say, well, we want to keep the kids in there.
Because?
Because once the kids are out, the kind of momentum is easier to just close the building.
How many students are we talking about in Cleveland right now?
There are about 600 in Cleveland right now.
And what's the capacity of Cleveland?
The principal told me the capacity is 1,100.
So why are we, one of the factors for closing down buildings before was the low population of the building. So why are we trying to keep open a building that only has 600 students in it when it has a capacity for 1,100? Where are the students? Why aren't there 1,100 students in that school?
I don't know why there aren't 1,100 students in that school.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. As recently as 3 years ago, there were 1,100 students mm-hmm. in that school. One question I have sent to the superintendent is whether or not this building is something that fits the educational plans of the district.
Mm-hmm.
If we think that enrollment in this high school, and all high schools, really, is going to be declining for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
And just realistically, nationally, enrollment in kindergarten through 12th grade schools peaked in 2002. It's falling now. It's expected to continue falling for the next decade and more.
Really? Because of birth rates?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well,
and in St. Louis, I mean, it's been falling in St. Louis, but you know, there's no reason to think that we're going to counter that national trend.
Well, the other piece of it is, Peter, is that it has been unclear from the moment that Bill Roberti came in, from the moment that Craig Williams came in, it's been unclear what the population of students in the city of St. Louis Public Schools is. I mean,
right.
what is the population of the students? Does Cleveland reflect, is the number going from 1,100 students, now this is going from 1,100 students after we closed all those other schools, means naturally that you had to put all those students that from the closed schools someplace, and yet the numbers at Cleveland went from 1,100 to 600. Does this number represent the fleeing of parents and children from St. Louis Public Schools?
That's certainly possible. The other thing, keep in mind, you know, I mean, Cleveland is a magnet school with a particular program.
Mm-hmm.
It's a military program.
Okay, that's right. Forgot about that.
And does this also reflect any attitudes towards the military and the war in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
and the other adventures of the Bush administration?
Mm-hmm.
So there's...
So we have all of that. And so then shouldn't the question be raised about if the reduction in students is a reflection of people's attitude about being part of the military, doesn't that mean that if we're going to be considering closing the school, if we're going to be considering shelving the school for a little while, if we're going to consider putting tens of millions of dollars into the school, shouldn't we put on the table, too, a discussion about the focus of this school? Does the
Yes.
focus of this school make sense that in the world that we live in right now, does it make sense to have a high school dedicated to a military agenda?
You know, and the reason we do is because the Navy's paying a lot of the bills.
If the condition of the school is like this, what bills?
Well, for operating.
Okay.
But if they're going to continue doing that, I mean, it is reasonable to say, you know, if we want to continue that program, it's reasonable to say, well, how big is this program likely to be in the coming years?
There
and if
go.
We're saying it's likely to be 400, 500, 600, then it should probably be someplace other than the Cleveland School.
Well, then let's put this issue on the table as well, Peter. We know that beautiful schools were closed in North St. Louis, just gorgeous schools, Scullin School being one of them. Why can we put on the table, or shouldn't we put on the table, the consideration of, okay, let's close down this school because it costs so much to do this, and take that money that we would have put into fixing this school up and reopen one of the schools on the north side dedicated to the same issue? Is that something that can be considered?
Well, I think so, and there are...
Why not? Why?
There are political leaders on the north side who have called me and said, look, why not move this program to the old DeAndre School, where Bunch Middle School used to be? You know, that's the right size for this. It has lab facilities.
And all of the concerns that they have over there were Cleveland neighborhood schools we want to build. You know, there are business leaders in Northside, too, that would and quite frankly, if we're going to do this in the consideration of an entire city populace, one side of the city has taken a larger hit with the closing of schools than another side of the city. So maybe we should revisit the whole idea of trying to undo the hit that one part of the city got with the closing of so many of their schools, and the absolute devastation that communities experience as a result of that.
Yeah, and I just want to add, any comments people have, any lobbying they want to have for where a program should go, they should really call Craig Williams, not me. I mean, he's the one who makes a decision and then a recommendation of the board.
What is the phone number for Craig, $400,000, Williams? What's his
phone number? Well, he's actually...
$300,000.
I would recommend email, because it's easier to get a message to him by email than by phone, and that's Craig.Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, at slps.org.
Okay. All right. So I encourage everybody to do that, because, and I also encourage the aldermen on the north side, I encourage aldermen who've had more than one school closed in their ward, they need to get to Craig, because why not put the money in schools that are take less money to fix and contribute to the future and the viability and the vibrancy of that particular community. So
a wrinkle on that, though.
What's
okay,
that?
Just if the administrators look and say, you know, we could still use Cleveland for something.
Right.
And you have Alderman Dorothy Kerner has mentioned working with the alumni to raise private money to fix the school. I mean, then the cheapest thing for the district is to go ahead and let somebody raise private money to fix the school.
But again, doesn't the district, again, when you talked about asking Craig Williams about what is your plan for the district, even if a renovated school, if this renovated school doesn't fit into the plan of the district, then it doesn't matter.
That doesn't fit. That's right.
So I mean, so
it doesn't matter who wants to raise money.
It doesn't fit.
If we just don't need it.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So y'all, then if y'all have the money to fix it up, then turn it into something else in your community. I mean, if you have the funds to do that.
Exactly.
So because Scullin's was closed. And Scullin was a beautiful school, and it didn't matter that it didn't need anything to be fixed up. Yeah. It was closed anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
hopefully we are using different criteria now than Roberti and Crewe used. You know, but I think, I think the issue of just saying, well, we aren't closing it, but we aren't deciding what to do until later, is to me the worst position to take. I think we have a responsibility to the community to say, look, are we going to need this school or not?
And that's where the leadership and the skills, I mean, you asked the question about my opinion about Craig Williams a little bit earlier. I know it was facetious, but I want to get to this. My criticism and concern of Craig Williams has always been one of whether or not he has the skill level to administrate over a district like this, since he's never been a superintendent before. And that's why it is so important when you ask the question of what is your plan for the district for Craig Williams to provide one. Because his plan should have have an answer for whether or not, to provide the answer for whether or not we should put a dime into Cleveland, we should be focusing on Cleveland, that we need a plan from him. And that's what I expect to see from a superintendent. And quite frankly, that answer should have been provided before now. Because if you had a plan for the district, you would have an answer for what's going to happen in Cleveland right now. And we wouldn't be having to go through this discussion right now, because you would have said to the board, here's the plan. Here's how Cleveland doesn't fit into this plan. The numbers in Cleveland have been going down. This blah, 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 whatever, whatever. This is my plan. And that's the challenge that I hand out to Craig Williams every time that we do the show. Show us that you have the skill level to administrate over a district, since you've never been a superintendent any place before. We're going to take a break. We'll get to some of the calls at 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. We'll be back.
Calling you from McLean School, Becky Gray, room 209. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the gift from Africa that you gave to everyone. We are watching a movie. The movie is called Roots. In the movie, the setting is in a village called Jufurey. And Roots was voted by Alex Haley. Miss Liz, we had our award day for
it. Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Hi, this is Jenny Peterson. I show up now and then on my favorite radio station, WGNU. I hope you'll be there, too. We'll let you know when I'll be on. Keep listening. California,
come on out to the second annual Teachers Ball. This is a stress reliever for the teachers and all those who support them. At the Formula, 1204 Washington, Friday, May 19th. Doors open at 7, $10 in advance, $20 at the door. For ticket information, call 454-9911. That's 454-9911. The Teachers Ball, get your party on.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sears. Eastbound 44 at Bowles and Merrimack River Bridge. Look for no problems. Report northbound 270 at Gravoy and 44. Expect slow traffic. Westbound 270 at Newhalls Ferry and West Florissant. Look for heavy volume going on there as well. Westbound 5570, westbound 64, and northbound Route 3 approaches on the Poplar Street Bridge are stacking up this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow from the gravel pit all the way into the Cleves Landing. Gravoy ramp to 55 is closed for maintenance. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sears. This week they're giving you extra savings on the best of summer fun. The summer fun sale at Sears, sale ends on the 20th. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Partly sunny today, a chance of showers this afternoon, high in the mid-70s. This evening, partly cloudy, chance of showers with a low in the lower 50s. Thursday and Friday, pretty much the same. Partly sunny both days with a high in the mid-70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clear skies, and we are reporting 53 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 54 and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. It's St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs and Liz. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, your traffic, and your weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Judy Moskov. Join me for a Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon. We'll be talking with gardening experts,
and sharing information that you need to know. Get the latest dirt on everything from tomatoes to trees. That's a Gardener's Notebook, every Monday at noon.
Business owners, consumers, job seekers, join us at the 2006 St. Clair Consumer Expo and Job Fair this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 19th, 20th, and 21st at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. This year's expo will spotlight various groups, organizations, and local businesses throughout the weekend, including some of the finest independent agents and specialty product representatives in the area. While you're taking a break in the center court, register to win one of dozens of prizes to be given away, including a $1,000 online shopping spree from MyFreeGifts.com. That's the 2006 St. Clair Consumer Expo and Job Fair, Friday, May 19th through Sunday, May 21st in Fairview Heights. Hosted by St. Clair Square, sponsored in part by Night Magic Entertainment and AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you. Get more details online at spcshows.com. This is a specialized promotional concepts production.
What do hair, feet, wings, and a tiara all have in common?
Find out in the ladies' room every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
Come on out to the second annual Teachers Ball. This is a stress reliever for the teachers and all those who support them. At the Formula, 1204 Washington, Friday, May 19th. Doors open at 7, $10 in advance, $20 at the door. For ticket information, call 454-9911. That's 454-9911. The Teachers Ball. Get your party on.
The Wake Up Call is planning a special program addressing the issues of veterans. If you have served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, or any other areas of military action, and would like to share some of the challenges you faced, not only in combat, but when you returned home, and how you dealt with them, we'd like to hear from you for a possible guest appearance on this special Wake Up Call broadcast, set for Friday, May 26th, just before Memorial Day. Post-traumatic stress, benefit cuts, recruiting promises that went unkept, whatever you might like to share. Call 454-6660 and ask for me, Joe Garcia, or contact me via email at broadcast@wgnu.net. Again, this special wake-up call broadcast dealing with veterans issues will take place on Friday, May 26th. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Kaylin Dixon. Call you from the Clee School, second grade room, 209. I'm calling you to thank you for coming to our school and spending time with our class. School is almost out. This summer, I'm going to spend the summer with my family. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the pretty African necklace you gave me.
Welcome back. Ward to Red Lobster. This is Liz Brown, and this is St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm here with Peter Downs. And, Peter, before we get to a number of callers that we have on the line, I want to talk quickly about an article that I saw in the Southside Journal. And it was just, it was the typical whining and that I saw at the school board meeting, whining that I saw at the administrative meeting. Why are y'all talking so much about what we're doing? This isn't what we're supposed to be doing. There was a complaint from Ron Jackson about they just talk so much about this stuff. How do you respond to that type? To me, it's just mystifying, but how do you respond when you hear another board meeting member whining about all of the talking that the board members are doing about the stuff that, that the consent agenda?
Marissa, is it Ron? This is our job. You know, we're supposed to question these things. If everybody acted like him, if the idea was to act like Ron and just automatically approve everything the superintendent does, we wouldn't need a school board.
In all fairness, act like Ron, who doesn't ask a question except to complain that questions are being asked, and Archibald, who leaves. So, this, I mean, it's just fascinating the
ugly habits that have been created with the past administration, with the past board, the ugly habits that have been created. That our job is not to question anything. We're just supposed to sit here and be a rubber stamp for Francis Lay. And the answer to that is no.
If that was the case, the legislator wouldn't have created school boards. They'd just say superintendents run school districts. But the school board is there to provide oversight on behalf of the citizens of the city.
And every one of the questions that you all asked was a question about, I don't know, a $5 million question. I don't know about spending $5 million. I don't know, spending $600,000, spending $500,000. Those were the questions that you were asking about, where is this money going? And since the system is, according to Ron, broke, shouldn't you be asking questions about where the money's going?
Yeah, it's where the money's going, and why do we think this is an effective way to spend our money to educate our children?
Mm. And that's just a very revealing thing. And Ron's up for re-election next year.
Less than a year.
Less than a year. 454-0400 is my phone. Let me get to a couple of callers or two here. Rodney, you have a question about Craig's $300,000, $25,000 a month. Williams?
Totally agree with you, sister. Totally. Good morning to both of you guys. I'm just amazed at some of the statements that comes out of this 300,000 man mouth every week. The incident at Columbia School, tragic, shouldn't have happened. But
wait a minute, Ronnie, so that the people will understand what we're talking about. This baby, this young woman, on her way to Metro. And
no, it's Columbia School.
Talk about Columbia. Okay, I'm
right.
Sorry.
On
I'm
the schoolyard, recess, 10 boys attacked the 8-year-old girl. Tragic. Hate to see stuff like that happen, but his reaction was to fire one of the teachers on the schoolyard and suspend the other one. I could think of 101 things I would have done, but just to fire somebody and think that the problem's been alleviated, to me, is just, you're kidding yourself. And then the statement last night on the news, this young girl being raped, there is a problem with security. And for him to come up and suggest that neighborhoods can watch these kids going to school at 6 o'clock in the morning. Most adults don't have to be at work until 8 o'clock. There are people out there, granted, and we have been keeping an eye. If we see something, we'll call the police. But suggest this is going to alleviate the problem of child safety on these bus stops early in the morning. These kids are easy pickings out there for these pedophiles and everybody else that are out there. They know that there's nobody up at that time in the morning, and they know that they could probably get away with anything that their vile mind thinks about.
Thank you, Rodney.
Have a good day.
Peter, I mean, we've talked about this before. We've talked about this before the election. We've talked about it, now that you've been elected as a school board. We've talked about this. The fact that bus passes were eliminated, the fact that bus routes were eliminated, the fact that babies are having to walk long distances to school, we've talked about this.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. And there's and I think those are things that this is a terrible, cruel, really verification of what we were talking about, of what it's like, and the conditions that the board has to, I say the board and the administrators have to keep in mind when setting up policies, school start times, how kids are getting to school. As a board member now, I want to add that all that responsibility, all the responsibility doesn't lie with the school board.
Mm-hmm.
It is that the mayor of St. Louis is on the police board, overseeing police budget and the number of police officers and how they're assigned, and it's really a police function for the streets to keep the streets safe.
Well, here's the thing. We had Francis Lay meddling in the school board since Roberti got here. Francis Lay with an agenda for the school board since Roberti and his majority got on the board. There has to be, I agree with you, there has to be a collaborative effort. So the question becomes, why haven't you been collaborating and okay, we know that this is when some schools are open, this is when we're going to have higher patrols of police officers out to watch the kids, because
right.
That's what we pay for. Instead, the meddling that we have seen from this administration has been who gets contracts, who gets consulting contracts, who gets to come into town and get multi-million dollar amounts of money out of the school board and running to Jefferson City to create charter schools.
Right. Where we need collaboration, where we need to work together, is such things as making the streets safe for the kids to come and go to school.
And then, the board and the administration taking all of that into mind when they decide we can't afford bus passes anymore, that we have to eliminate bus routes, that we have to have babies walking 2 miles to school. All of that has to be taken into consideration.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. Let me get to you, Phyllis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question regarding Cleveland and Pruitt Military Academy. It was said that Pruitt Military Academy was going to merge with Cleveland High School. Now, we don't understand or know the status of Pruitt Military Academy. Is the academy going to be closed? Does Peter have any idea what's going to happen to Pruitt Military Academy?
Thank you,
now that Cleveland is just going to be a 9-12 school.
Thank you, Phyllis.
You know, and I'm as much in the dark as you are. And on last Tuesday at the school board meeting, there was somebody from Pruitt who stood up in public session and asked about what was going to happen with Pruitt. We had on the agenda, we're supposed to have a report on magnet schools from the superintendent. He didn't deliver one. But I asked him point blank to respond to the questions people brought up about Pruitt and other magnet schools. And his only comment was kind of a shrug of his shoulders and says that we aren't going to change any magnet schools. Well, if we move Cleveland, that's obviously one change. If we move it to Madison, that's a magnet program that has to, something's going to happen to that. So that's obviously not right. But his, he declined to answer, given a direct opportunity to answer on what we have in these programs. He declined to give one.
We're going to take a break, folks. I'm here with Peter Downs. This is the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. We will be back. Stay with us.
This is, good morning, Miss Liz. This is Amir Mahoney calling you from LaCree School, second grade, from 409. Miss Liz, I had a good time with you. Miss Liz, our class is watching Roots. Kunta Kinte knows his roots. His mother name is Dipper, and his father name is Amaru. Kinta has dignity. Have a good summer. This is Amir Muhammad from room 209, where dignity reigns supreme. Love you.
What a wonderful. You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears. Where else? Where else? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves. You name it, they've got it. They have tools. They have tractors. They have big screen, little screen, every kind of screen. Television device out there. Get on down to Sears. The only full-service Sears in the city of St. Louis. The only Sears with the best deals in the region. The only Sears with the best customer service anywhere. Get on down to Sears. My name is Liz Brown. When you get your shop on at Sears, tell Jerome Williams I told you to.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. Thinking about moving? Think Allstate. If you're looking for some cheap fly-by night, this is not the place to call. If you're looking for first-class service in local and long-distance moving, Allstate is the only choice. Celebrating 77 years of service to St. Louis and the nation. Allstate's Transworld Van Lines, 314-389-6200.
Hi, this is Jenny Peterson. I show up now and then on my favorite radio station, WGNU. I hope you'll be there, too. We'll let you know when I'll be on. Keep listening. California, you see a
world. Been conspiracy hunting lately? This is Decent Guy Dunn. Tune in every Monday through Friday, midnight till 2 for The Conspiracy Hunter.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. An interesting and thought-provoking think piece is coming up Friday morning on The Wake-Up Call. Blogger Steve Lindman has crafted an everyman's description of War Making 101. He contrasts notable despots throughout history with our current leadership, which justifies aggression through the big lie and divine intervention. We think you will find many of your thoughts lie within the commentary of blogger Steve Lentman, our guest Friday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
I am Laurie Fulkerson. Join me every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people who are just like you that are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in lives of others. And you're invited to share your thoughts. You know, people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show Wednesday mornings at 10 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss what matters most to you.
The Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you this hour by Philip Person Roofing. Free estimates, over 16 years experience. 361-7127, 361-7127.
This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Detroit. A new Christian fundamentalist youth movement has been created by the right wing. The movement is called Battle Cry, and it has attracted over 25,000 to large-scale rock concerts in San Francisco, Detroit, and Philadelphia in recent weeks. The leaders say they're standing up to attacks on their religion and values. The movement has a school that trains about 500 youth each year. Those who attend are not allowed to listen to secular music, watch R-rated movies, date, or even use the Internet without supervision. Two big-name religious leaders have lent support to the efforts of Battle Cry, namely Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell. The organization says it sends over 5,000 missionaries to some 30 countries each year. The leader of Battle Cry is Ron Luce, who got an appointment to the White House Advisory Commission on Drug-Free Communities. He's come out with some tough talk, saying the country is in the middle of a war and that, according to Jesus, the violent ones are destined to lay hold to the kingdom of God. And Dateline Nogales. Some flower vendors selling their wares in the Mexican town of San Salvador Atenco near Mexico City were beaten and attacked by local police authorities earlier this month. The vendors called upon local residents for assistance, and a blockade was formed along the highway into town. But then hundreds of state and federal police showed up in full riot gear. Violence broke out and lasted for hours before the protesters were finally put down. Over 50 people were injured and 100 arrested. A 15-year-old boy was shot and killed during the unrest. Local media reports that authorities plundered the town of San Salvador Atenco and went through town sexually assaulting a number of women. The authorities apparently intervened so heavily because the market where the flower vendors were operating is under consideration for constructing a Walmart store, and local officials are doing all they can to make sure the retail giant gets what it wants. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Brought to you this hour by Person Roofing.
Right now.
Certified roofing contractor offering a 15-year warranty on a new modified rubber roof made by GAF, the largest roofing manufacturer in America. Whether commercial or residential, you can finance any new roof with your Visa or MasterCard. For a free estimate, call Philip Person Roofing at 361-7127, 361-7127.
The people, the issues, affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. And, Peter, I want to talk to you about one quick thing. There's this whole recess debate thing that's going on out there in the world. Tell us about that debate and how it pertains to the city of St. Louis.
Yes, in fact, there's an article in this morning's Post-Dispatch about nationwide parents up in arms about recess being cut out. In a lot of districts, it's a response to No Child Left Behind. The thinking on the part of school districts is if we keep the kids in their seats in the classroom longer, mm-hmm. you know, kind of talking at them longer, they'll do better on whatever their state tests are. Mm-hmm. And so they've been districts have been cutting out recess, and you have nationwide now protesting, parents protesting that, saying our kids, our elementary school kids need recess. And St. Louis was kind of ahead of the curve on this. About a year ago, it was either May or June last year, a month or two after Craig Williams came to St. Louis, he went to a parent assembly meeting, and the number one issue parents brought up was recess. And so they wanted to stop cutting recess and to restore recess to what it had been. And Craig was just, he was almost floored by this. He looked completely confused, and he said he had never heard of parents wanting recess for their kids.
And I wonder why. Craig's only experience has been in high school. So,
yeah, right. It had all been in high school before
you
that.
You know,
that,
so, of course, you know, he looked mystified and raises the same question and concern that I articulated earlier. What is your experience to be able to run a district like that when you act mystified that parents that want recess for their babies in grade school? I've never heard a parent asking for more recess before. That's troubling. That's a troubling thing. Let me get to a couple more questions and comments here. Howard, can we do that? Okay. We have the Teacher's Ball that's coming up this Friday. We have two sets of two tickets coming up. So to the second caller and the third caller at 454-6660. You'll get two tickets to the Teacher's Ball coming up this Friday. So get your tickets. And the lines are open right now. Let me get to some of the callers here. Janet, good morning.
Good morning. I was going to speak about the administrative mess with setting up summer school this coming summer, and teachers still don't know if they have jobs or not. But I decided to shift to the issue of the Columbia schools, and it brings up in my mind about teacher assistants. We need more coverage in our schools. They've been cut drastically in the last year, with talk of more cuts this coming school year. And all of us are very concerned.
We have our winners. We have our winners. Get off my phone. We have our winners. Okay. And I'm going to let Peter answer that because we only have a few minutes left.
Okay.
I'm going to have him respond to that. Peter, I mean, that's a really good observation about we have this extraordinary summer program starting for all eighth graders. That's a whole lot of teachers. Do we have that fully staffed?
Well, I don't know. They extended the deadline for
a
deadline for teacher staffing that, and they extended it,
I
and
bet they
it's
did.
Still going on. So I don't know if it's fully staffed. But you're right. It's supposed to be for all eighth graders. It's supposed to be for all fourth graders who are behind a year.
Where are they
behind
gonna get the
in reading
for?
Level?
Where are they going to get the teachers for that? Especially with short notice.
It was very short notice. And I don't know. I don't know. Her other comment there, you know, we've had teachers' assistants a lot. Like she's right, there's been a big cut in the number of adults in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the whole answer, though. The issue at Columbia School, and we were talking about this off the air, that's the same school where a child from that school about 18 months ago committed suicide because he was being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look beyond just the teacher coverage kind of in the classroom or in the hallway or on the playground, but what are the policies that the administration has in place to prevent bullying and violence in schools?
And I think that people really need to step away from the titillation and the sensationalism of what happened at that school. It's about sex. We have these seven-year-old. No, we don't. This is an issue of bullying. This is an issue of children not being supervised and an issue of bullying, because that's what's going on in the school. And as far as you know, Peter, has Craig Williams come up with a plan for this school? Does he have a plan in place to deal with this issue?
No, I do not know. At the June school board meeting, he is supposed to report out a plan for dealing with violence and bullying in the schools.
Mm. On June what?
That will be the second Tuesday in June.
Okay.
All right, 454-0400. And congratulations for our Teachers Ball ticket winners, Shirley Spencer and Arthur Frost. And let me get to one or two more comments. D.
Yes. I was astounded to hear about the high-tech security plan that Craig Williams has in place for the children getting off the school bus in the evening time, getting on in the morning. His idea of security was to have someone who lives in the neighborhood to step to their door and look out at the children. And that was it.
Well, that's what you get for 20...
your book, Liz. What the...
Okay. That's what $25,000 a month gets you, okay, that high-tech plan.
What the?
All
right, thank you.
We have to do more than this, don't we, Peter?
We do have to do more than this. And with the school buses, there's the issue, any child over the age of six, they have the policy of putting them off the bus, whether there's an adult there to see them or not.
Jesus.
And,
Jesus.
You know, I know I've emailed Craig Williams and Deanna Anderson that the idea that it's okay for a seven-year-old to wander the streets of St. Louis alone and they'll
Jesus.
Be safe is just absurd.
Any city in America.
Any city.
It's not safe for a seven-year-old to wander the streets alone. We're supposed to care about our babies and take care of our babies. When's the next school board meeting? And also the Cleveland issue. They have hearings on that, or town hall meetings on that, right?
Not scheduled yet.
Oh, okay. They don't.
Not yet. But they're budget meetings. They're hearings on the budget, you know, kind of town hall
okay.
meetings and budget. There's one today at 9 o'clock at Bashan.
Uh-huh.
And there's one...
okay, I'll read them off.
In front of you somewhere.
Okay, I will read those off.
Yeah.
Peter, thank you so much. I'll see you same time, same place next week.
I'll see you next week.
All right, I'll be back. Don't forget, 9 o'clock, Ray McGovern. Yeah, he's one of ours. He's going to be on. Stay with us.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. They're making progress, some say, at a snail's pace, though. ABC's Maya Kalicki has more on the battle in the Senate over immigration reform.
A tough fight over immigration reform is looming over Capitol Hill. In the Senate, legislators are crafting a sweeping immigration bill that echoes the president's speech this week. But critics say it has little chance, as is, of becoming law, since a House bill calls for toughening America's immigration laws. A compromise will have to be hammered out in committee. But not before legislators get another earful from hundreds of immigration advocates who are descending on Washington for demonstrations.
California's governor has a few questions of his own about the president's plan to use the National Guard to patrol the border. Like, how long will they be there?
If we can help with that, yes, so be it. But I also want to make sure there's a guarantee that they will come home.
Arnold Schwarzenegger says he could only support a temporary deployment. The latest ABC News Washington Post poll puts President Bush's approval rating at 33%, and the main complaint among respondents, the situation in Iraq. The White House take on it?
I think a lot of things that are going on there ultimately are going to begin to register with people. For instance, the formation of a new government, that is scheduled to take place no later than next Monday. People are going to look at that and they're going to say, that's progress.
That's White House Press Secretary Tony Snow. The rain is over for now in New England after days of flooding, and not a moment too soon if you ask New Hampshire Governor John Lynch.
Many of our friends and neighbors are living in a state of uncertainty, unable to go home, and without any idea as to what type of damage awaits them at home.
That damage is expected to be in the tens of millions of dollars. Consumer prices were up 0.6% last month. It was due mainly to the ever-increasing price of gasoline. You can get a cheap ticket on Southwest Airlines, but not an assigned seat, but maybe not much longer. And a seat in advance could mean higher ticket prices. Former Beatle Paul McCartney is separating from his wife, Heather Mills. They have a 3-year-old daughter. They blame the media for their problems. This is ABC News.
Memorial Day's coming, so we're taking the kids to Lowe's to teach them responsibility. You see, between now and Monday, all Olympic paint has a $5 mail-in rebate on each gallon and 20 on 5 gallons.
So Steven and I can cover his rubber ball marks. And Lowe's has 8x8 cobble patio pavers for 97 cents and $20 off their shop vac blower.
I can't even say what Jimmy did.
Now when you use your Lowe's consumer card on any purchase of $299 or more, you'll make no payments and get 0% financing for a full 12 months. Lowe's, let's build something together.
Aflac for Small Business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business, just me and my, my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to AflacSB.com. Aflac for Small Business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Two.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
An Ohio man is missing from a cruise ship. Daniel DiPiero was last seen on the Royal Caribbean Mariner on Sunday. A security camera caught him leaning over a rail. In case you haven't heard, the movie version of The Da Vinci Code is about to open. It's the big picture tonight, debuting at the Cannes Film Festival in France. And so far, the reviews are underwhelming. Here's ABC's Aaron Kuchersky.
The Vitruvian Man.
40 million copies of Dan Brown's novel sold, so the Da Vinci Code movie may be critic-proof, but the first reviews are largely unenthusiastic. The Hollywood Reporter calls the actor's performances stiff and unappealing. Screen Daily calls the film well-made, but says the characters spend most of the time discussing the vagaries of history.
No.
Times of London credits the movie's terrific locations, but says it's no masterpiece. The New York Post is glowing. It says the movie is every bit as good as the book. Aaron Kuchersky, ABC News, New York.
I'm Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU News update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Wednesday, after a Missouri Supreme Court ruling, a blackjack woman will not face a new trial in the fire that killed her son. The High Court ruled unanimously yesterday that retrying Sandra Kemper would constitute double jeopardy because of the original trial judge's declaration of a mistrial. Kemper had been charged with first-degree murder, assault, and arson in the November 2001 fire that killed her 15-year-old son, Zachariah. Police said Kemper confessed to setting the fire for insurance money. In her trial, the judge allowed testimony about a polygraph test, then struck the testimony, and then declared a mistrial. A 53-year-old Edwardsville man is charged with 10 counts of possession of child pornography. Captain John Lakin, the chief of detectives for the Madison County Sheriff's Office, says they received a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children that George James had child pornography on his computer.
A computer along with approximately 200 discs were removed from the home, and upon reviewing those discs, thousands of images were found, and some of those are very disturbing.
Lakin says they have yet to determine whether any of the pictures are of local children. James remains jailed on $150,000 bond. Finally this hour, Missouri Governor Matt Blunt is outlining how he plans to distribute new energy assistance funding from the federal government. $10 million of the $30 million for the low-income home energy assistance program will go toward heating funds for next winter. $7 million will provide for winter and summer crisis funding, and $8 million will go toward supplemental support for elderly or disabled Missourians. Governor Blunt says the money will help the state assist some of its most vulnerable citizens with their energy needs. This WGNU News report is brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. Orkin made Training Magazine's top 100 trained companies, which basically means Orkin men know bugs. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Eastbound 40 at Timberlake Manor. There's an accident on the right shoulder. Northbound 55 from Rivers Parish to Union. Look for an accident. The left lane is blocked. It's involving six vehicles. Two left lanes are blocked, actually. And traffic is backing up, slowing around Lindbergh this hour. Northbound 55 at Lindbergh and Rivers Parish. There's an accident on the right shoulder. I-44 on either side of 109. The traffic's been switched to the eastbound lanes due to road construction. Two lanes will be open in each direction. And traffic, the ramp from 109 to 44 is also closed. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 44 from Merrimack River Bridge, 270 is slow. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Northbound 55 from 141 to Lindbergh, no problems there. Westbound 270 from New Halls Ferry into West Florissant, heavy volume there, and all your approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge as well as the King Bridge. You can expect some delays this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps. The world's leader in industry leader with access to over 1 million highly skilled financial professionals. Call or visit them today at AccountTemps.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Partly sunny today, a chance for showers this afternoon, a high in the mid-70s this evening. Partly cloudy, a chance for showers, low in the mid-50s. Thursday and Friday, pretty much the same. Partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the mid-70s on both days. Currently, we have clear skies and 53 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 53 degrees. Stay tuned now. It's time for more of the award-winning Wake Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
The Wake Up Call is planning a special program addressing the issues of veterans. If you have served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, or any other areas of military action, and would like to share some of the challenges you faced, not only in combat, but when you returned home, and how you dealt with them, we'd like to hear from you for a possible guest appearance on this special Wake Up Call broadcast, set for Friday, May 26th, just before Memorial Day. Post-traumatic stress, benefit cuts, recruiting promises that went unkept, whatever you might like to share. Call 454-6660 and ask for me, Joe Garcia, or contact me via email at broadcast@wgnu.net. Again, this special wake-up call broadcast dealing with veterans issues will take place on Friday, May 26th.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. That is my number. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my phone, other phone number. Get up. get up, get to me. Check this out. This is the level of public debate. This is where we are. And we have to ask the question, how did we get here? We have to ask the question, is it behavior that this administration has engaged in that has got us to this place? And if so, do we blame the administration or do we blame us for letting them get away with it? Or is it the fault of the other side? Hugo Chavez was in Rome a couple days ago. And he said, in case there is a military attack against Iran, no country in the world would have access to crude oil. Huh? He made the remark at a press conference, adding, as Iran's president has reiterated, if Tehran would come under attack, oil would get scarce for everyone. Now, how do we take that as a nation? How do we take that? Those of us that are in opposition to war say, you know what? If this is one way to stop a war from happening, let's do that. And it's just so fascinating, just intellectually, it's fascinating. Here we have the United States saying, the reason that we're going to war with Iran, or the reason why we should go to war with Iran, or the reason that Iran's setting themselves up to go to war, kind of like one of those husbands, you know, if you get your face out of my fist, I'd stop hitting you. You know, that type of a weird, twisted way of looking at things. But this country, this administration is saying, we will go to war with Iran because Iran is developing weapons of mass destruction because they're trying to create nuclear weapons to attack the world with. So we're going to go to war with them to stop them from committing war against the rest of the world. Okay? Got that. Follow that. And so now we have Hugo Chavez saying, okay, we want to stop war. We want to stop war. Okay? This is how we're going to do it. If you start war with Iran, then you won't get oil, and no one in the world will get oil. We'll shut the world down. So is that checkmate? I mean, is that checkmate? Bishop Tapon, King, you move your king. Is it checkmate? I think so. I think so. And here's the other intellectual, amusing thing about this and interesting thing about this is, okay, if the objective is to stop war, and Hugo Chavez's act stops war, then shouldn't we be praising Hugo Chavez? If his threat of no oil stops everybody in the track, then isn't Hugo Chavez the hero? I'm just asking. Doesn't that make Hugo Chavez the hero? You know, no. Not only the hero, isn't he the person that should really, really, really? Yeah, you're right, Howard. Shouldn't he get the Nobel Peace Prize. If what he says stops everybody in their tracks without firing a bullet, without hurting a single person, no baby has depleted uranium in their blood, And no baby's mama, no baby's daddy has any depleted uranium, any more depleted uranium in their blood, in their soil, in their air, in their world, because of what Hugo Chavez is saying. If that's not a candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize, I don't know what is. So my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, members of the jury, how do you think the United States is going to respond to that? What is Boy George going to say about the actions of Hugo Chavez? What is Dick Cheney when he comes out of the bunker after he finishes watching his Fox News? And when he squints at the light because he doesn't get to see the sun a whole lot. What do you think he's going to say as he cracks open his snarly mouth to speak out of the side of it and look down and his nose upturned like he smells something stinky when he looks at us? I'm not going to say that, Howard. You know, I mean, what is he going to say? What is he going to say? He is going to say, kill Hugo. He's going to go Pat Robertson on us. He's going to say, yeah, let's kill him. Now understand. The United States is saying there's an embargo of weapons to Venezuela. Embargo. We'll never give Venezuela guns. We're not going to get in guns. Isn't that interesting? The people that have engaged in, the administration that's engaged in a preemptive strike against a sovereign nation that has done us no harm, the people that lied about the reasons why we had to strike this sovereign nation, they're saying that Hugo Chavez, who hasn't fired a bullet in any of us, who hasn't started a war anywhere, who's not even threatening to start a war anywhere. In fact, his response could stop, his articulated, the words he has articulated could stop some more. We're saying we're not going to give any guns to him. Seems to me, I don't know, maybe we should not have any guns. Maybe we should be the one that the world is saying, you know what, no more bullets for you. No more bullets for you. Ooh, Darius, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
It seems to me that he has a very peaceful political mind, isn't it? Yeah. And that's the same tools that the United States use. Don't they call that sanctions?
Well, it's not even sanctions. It's just like nobody gets anything. This isn't even this, because sanctions, the way we use it, we kill children, it's like a parent. Okay, no toys for anybody. You all are fighting over all this stuff. No toys for anybody. Yeah. Until y'all work this out.
Right, but it was like how they would put restrictions on Cuba,
mm-hmm.
and other countries.
Oh,
they
I get
just
your
cut
point.
Off.
Good point.
You know, they use the same weapon that the United States have been using on other countries for years if they don't go along with their policy.
So your
they
point.
They would cut them off. So. Chavez is using the same tactic that the United States has been using for years, and I applaud him on that. That's like fighting fire with fire, don't you think?
I think that it is a peaceful way to resolve
yes, it is.
This.
Yes,
it is a
very peaceful.
And it's not. And when you say the word sanctions, the reason why I kind of resist that, because sanctions as implemented by our government against the Iraqi people has been so harmful to those people. It has been and indiscriminately harmful to an entire country.
I agree.
You know, so that's the only reason I resist that word, is that because even what Chavez is suggesting that is done is not as punitive and harmful as a
true.
Sanction that this country has enforced and advocated and supported against other countries.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, very amazing.
All right.
He has a good mind. I
yes,
enjoy him.
Yes, he does. I enjoy him, too.
Yes, he's not just a man up there just operating. He has a real shrewd. And he has a peaceful heart, too.
Yes, he does. And what is also fascinating, Darius, is that One, and it makes him a very dangerous man in a world that doesn't believe in a world dominated by people and entities that don't believe in sharing, that don't believe in the empowerment of the poor. In fact, they make certain that the poor or the middle class people are never empowered. This makes him a very dangerous man. He is a man walking around with a target on his head 24/7.
True.
Because one little man from one little country is changing the world.
True. Yes, he's standing on truth.
Yes, he is.
And it doesn't matter how many people stand with you.
No.
In most cases, you'll stand alone.
And you know what else he's doing, Darius, is the thing that this administration has been unable to do. And I think that they're philosophically and intellectually incapable of doing. He's also engaging in true diplomacy.
True.
He is creating friendships, real friendships, with other nations. He is working collaboratively with not only countries in Central America, not only countries in African countries, in the Caribbean. This is a man that is diplomatically creating relationships that are strong, sound, and helpful for the world all over the world. You know, that's astonishing.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
454-0400, 454-6609 is my fax. And what does that make you? When you stand on right, when you advocate on behalf of those that are powerless, when you advocate on behalf of the poor, this is a man that has removed the indebtedness of another nation, who has advocated against the World Bank owning countries and raping countries and not helping countries. This is a man that advocates against war. What does that make him? I am not a biblical scholar. I am not a person that knows everything about Christianity or the church, but I do I do remember the story of one person who advocated for the poor, who threw out the money changers, who created relationships with other people that people in power consider to be despised. I remember another person. What happened to him? Earlene.
Hey, Liz. I heard a guy on your show maybe a week or so ago talking about the incident with the Pentagon. The fact that did a plane really fly into the Pentagon? Last night on the news, there were some videos released supposedly showing the plane going into the Pentagon. And they said, well, it's going so fast, it was going 500 miles an hour, and that's the white streak. Now, everybody that lives anywhere north of Natural Bridge or ever been to the airport knows when a plane is coming in for a landing or coming down, you know, you see, you hear it. How in the world could a plane have flown that low in to crash into a building and nobody saw it? Nobody has on videotape. They're talking about some type of that streak of white light. That's the plane, but it's going so fast. And the reason that they released these videotapes is because people were saying that there was some kind of conspiracy theory.
No, and let's be more specific. Early. What people are saying is in response to an amazing internet phenomena called loose change. People, that loose change has even reached the New York Times. So many millions of people have been watching this little video on loose change. It's about an hour long on loose change, breaking down the improbability of the governmental story of 9/11. So it has been so powerful that it has provoked a response from the Pentagon.
Uh-huh.
And the response is an absurd one. Not only absurd from as you articulated it, but how about this? Part of that video footage shows a grainy image of what they purport to be the nose cone of the plane. And let me ask you this. I know you're simply a lawyer like me. Okay, you're not an aero. As far as I know, you haven't built a plane.
But I was married to a pilot.
Okay, married to a pilot. Then explain this to me. How does the cone of the plane, after making the hole in the building that the plane went through, how does the cone end up outside of the hole?
Mm.
I'm just asking.
So that's like taking your fist and ramming it through a wall, but somehow your fist is behind your elbow.
Well, no, I mean, a fist makes sense because a fist, well, your arm still comes back out. Okay, I would even accept a
fist. But your fist, I'm saying if your fist stays inside the wall, how does it end up back behind where your elbow is?
Mm.
But when the guy was talking about that, I kept thinking, my husband and I, when he would visit, used to sit out there over on Lindbergh, you know, where they would have a space where you could sit and watch the planes land.
A lot of folks made out there.
Okay.
Too.
Well, no, we would just sit on the hood of the car now.
Okay.
And, I mean, the planes are like, you can almost reach up and touch them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that I always concern me. How is it, I don't know if you've ever been to D.C. or Virginia where the Pentagon is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sits like right in the middle. All this stuff sits like in the middle of a major city. We're
that's
not talking
right.
about the Pentagon
that's right.
being way out in the boonies somewhere.
That's right.
I mean, you drive on the highway, you pass the Pentagon. You drive down Pennsylvania Avenue, you pass the White House.
Now, a missile could be missed.
A missile could.
That's right. People would not, there wouldn't be a whole lot of visual confirmations of a missile.
But a plane could not have flown down. I mean, even if the plane came in nose first or however, people, picture yourself out on Highway 70. Don't they even have the signs now saying low-flying craft? How many times have you been out by the airport and you saw the planes? You could see the window. You could literally wave at the people.
And not only, and wait a minute, here's another point, Erling. We're talking, my family lived in Tacoma, Washington, and we lived right in the flight path of Wright-Patterson, Fort Lewis and the airfields there. So every day you hear planes coming over your house. After a while you stop paying attention to them, you kind of are able to block them out, but you still hear the regular rhythm of what a plane sounds like when it's starting to land. I would have noticed, everybody in my family would have noticed, everybody in the neighborhood would have noticed a plane coming in at a different speed than what you are used to hearing planes. So if a plane was coming in at 500 miles per hour, everybody in D.C. would have a picture of that, would have seen that, and would have had a story to tell about that.
Everybody working downtown.
That's fact.
People who live around Interstate 70, on either side of Interstate 70, where the planes fly over, think of how many times you've heard a plane coming in and it sounded different.
That's
and you
right.
went out on the porch.
That's right.
Or you looked out the window and
that's
said,
right.
oh, gee.
That's right.
There's no way, and there has not been one story, not one person who has said, gosh, I was in my car and that plane, I thought the plane was going to come down on me.
There you go.
Or whatever.
Or that it didn't hit a car.
That it didn't hit a car.
That there weren't crashes all over Washington, D.C. from people that were watching that plane come
in. You're right. Because, in fact, when we used to drive down the highway, I would tell my husband, I said, are you going to drive or are you going to fly that plane up there? Because, you know, he's driving and looking. And anybody who's ever driven on Interstate 70 and watched planes come in, no, there's no way a plane could have come in and hit that building. And there's not one person, not one interview, not one talking head saying, oh, my God, yeah, I was standing there and I saw this plane coming down and I thought it was going to hit this.
There you go. And
I saw it hit the Pentagon.
And I got a roll. Thank you, Erling.
Take care.
We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me. Stay with me.
Taking off my shoes. Jumping in the water. Washing away these blues.
Again, to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in after the 5 o'clock news every Friday for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage on your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons after the 5 o'clock news on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Good morning, St. Louis, 34 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your new Walmart Supercenter. Northbound 55 at Rivas Barracks and Union, that accident's been clear. Traffic's easing this hour. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70, PRU 79, you've got slow traffic there. Eastbound 44 from Merrimack River Bridge to 270, everything is slow. It's also slow northbound, 270 on either side of 44. Northbound 55 from Park to Poplar Street Bridge, slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 270 from Newhall Ferry to West Forest, traffic has returned back to normal. And all your approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge are still a little stacked up this hour. As well as Kingbridge traffic, everything is moving well this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your new Walmart Supercenter. Come and discover everyday low prices and one-stop shopping convenience at Walmart Supercenter. Grand opening event, it's going on now at 610 Wesley Drive in Wood River. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, partly cloudy skies throughout the day. Chance of showers this afternoon, a high in the mid-70s. For this evening, partly cloudy, another chance for showers, low in the lower 50s. Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. And Friday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. Currently, we have clear skies and 53 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 54. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Vicki Pimentel, inviting you to join me Friday nights here on WGNU for a little sports talk. We'll drop the gloves, scuffle a bit, and in the end, line up and shake hands. Well, maybe not line up and shake hands.
It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Donna Gamash.
And this is Sabrina Underwood.
Join us for Women Inspiring Women every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU. Every day, Sabrina and I will bring you amazing women who will motivate, inspire, educate, and entertain you.
Every Wednesday, Shira Dalen, owner of Caris Media, discusses the who, what, when, and where of how to get what you need to make it happen in your professional and personal life.
So join me, Donna Gamash,
and me, Sabrina Underwood,
for Women Inspiring Women every weekday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
The Wake Up Call is planning a special program addressing the issues of veterans. If you have served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, or any other areas of military action, and would like to share some of the challenges you faced, not only in combat, but when you returned home, and how you dealt with them, we'd like to hear from you for a possible guest appearance on this special Wake Up Call broadcast, set for Friday, May 26th, just before Memorial Day. Post-traumatic stress, benefit cuts, recruiting promises that went unkept, whatever you might like to share. Call 454-6660 and ask for me, Joe Garcia, or contact me via email at broadcast@wgnu.net. Again, this special wake-up call broadcast dealing with veterans issues will take place on Friday, May 26th.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget, in the next hour, Ray McGovern, you know Ray McGovern, the man that actually challenged Donald Rumsfeld to his face, he is going to be with us. You remember this?
You said you knew where they were.
I did not. I said I knew where suspect sites were, and we were just.
You said you knew where they were, near Tikrit, near Baghdad, and northeast, south, and west of there. Those are your words. I just like an honest answer.
I'm giving it to you.
We're talking about lies, and your allegation that there was bulletproof evidence of ties between Al Qaeda and Iraq. Was that a lie? Or were you misled?
Zarqawi was in Baghdad during the pre-war period.
Zarqawi? He was in the north of Iraq in a place where Saddam Hussein had no rule.
He was also in Baghdad.
Yeah, when he needed to go to the hospital. Come on, these people aren't idiots. They know the story.
He's going to be on the show in the next hour. Yeah, he's one of ours. He's been on the show before. We're going to have him on again in the next hour. You don't want to miss that. Ray McGovern. My name is Liz Brown. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. I just have to share this little brief with you. Video showing the plane crashing into the Pentagon on September 11th will be released for the first time. The tapes will be handed over to Judicial Watch, a public interest group that requested the video. According to Judicial Watch, the video will be available on their website after they get the tapes. The government said they withheld the video until after the trial of Massawi. Finally, we hope that this video will put to rest the conspiracy theories involving American Airlines Flight 77. As always, our prayers remain with those who suffered as a result of these murderous attacks. Huh. Our prayers are with them as well, but our eyes are still wide open. Our eyes are still wide open. And if any of you, believe that they're releasing this because the Massawi case is over with, I got a bridge to sell you. I got a bridge to sell you. How long does it take to doctor tapes? Huh, Howard, how long does it take? How long does it take? Shoot. 454-0400, yeah. 454-6609 is my fax. They're releasing the tapes. Nonsense. They're releasing the tapes because of the impact of the little internet video loose change. It's powerful. If you have access to the internet, if you can get access to the internet, Google loose change and watch the film. Watch the film. You know, I mean, there are, and it's not just that Flight 77. It's not just that flight. You can look at other photos of other planes flying into the buildings. There are people that make the argument that the Boeing 737 had bulges under its wings. That it's a different size. I mean, there are so many problems with the story that has been brought to us as the truth. And the first and most problematic of the issues about the truth of 9/11 is the inability of those that are telling us the truth to tell the truth. I mean, if one of the most dishonest people that you know comes to you to tell you a story, what should be the natural response to that? I don't believe you. Or if somebody who told you the story initially, you found out had lied about this, had lied about that, a friend of theirs got indicted for lying about this, their best friend, their turd blossom, fixing to get indicted for not telling the truth, for lying to investigators about an issue concerning this. Who do you believe? And if your partisan politics can take you to a place of, because you're a Republican, you believe this person, you need to have a conversation with your God. And your God needs to smack you upside the head and say, the truth is not partisan. That is not what I have told you. I hope your God has not told you that I need to know the party affiliation of the person who's bringing me the story before I can determine the truth. I don't believe that any of the disciples were Republicans or Democrats. I'm not a biblical scholar. I don't know everything. But I don't think Jesus was a Republican. I don't think he was a Democrat. And neither was his mama. Car phone.
Liz Brown.
Hello on the car phone.
That video that they're calling, that they're showing right now, has been on the internet ever since 9/11. The deal is that they think the American people are so stupid that they can put something like this on the they can release it now. CNN, Fox, everybody's releasing it, saying this is the airplane that hit the Pentagon. Nothing could be farther from the truth, Liz. Mm. If that's a 757, you know, I voted for George Bush. it is so ridiculous. They're sitting up there trying to tell people that this guy, who was a novice at best, and a lot of people don't realize, see, I'm an avionics technician by trade, okay? It takes an experienced pilot to bring an airplane down to ground level and fly it along the ground. That's one of the hardest places to fly an airplane, especially an airplane that weighs 100 tons.
Wait a minute. Especially a person who has a gun to their head.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying, but he was supposed to be the one flying it.
Oh, please. Yeah. Okay, that's right.
He was supposed to be the one flying the plane, not the pilot.
That's right.
You know, okay, so he's flying it at 500 miles an hour. He slams it into the Pentagon, and they're having us to believe that the airplane disintegrated. But yet and still, they found DNA from some of the passengers. Couldn't find no titanium and steel, but we found DNA from the passengers.
But everything else disintegrated.
Disintegrated.
The stuff that's harder to disintegrate, disintegrated.
A 6-ton engine slams into the Pentagon, and it doesn't leave any holes. If people would look at this, the real video, because even the ones that are showing on CNN is ridiculous. They're still washing over it because they think Americans are stupid. Look and see where this plane supposedly ran into this building and where the engines were supposed to have penetrated the building. There is no hole, Liz.
Mm.
There's a 16-foot hole where this missile, and let me say one other thing. I got a friend who's a chief master sergeant, retired from the Air Force. He was a munitions guy. He's a straight Bush person. I had him see the video, and he finally had to admit to me. He said, Billy, you know, you're right. That wasn't a 757 that hit that building. He said it looks more like a HARM missile.
There you
to
go.
To me, some kind of missile hit the Pentagon. It was not 757, and if they really want to be truthful, let's see the videos from the Holiday Inn.
That's the one. That's the one.
And from the Virginia Department of Transportation.
And I got a roll. Got a roll. Thank you.
All right.
We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Again, to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Come on out to the second annual Teachers Ball. This is a stress reliever for the teachers and all those who support them. At the Formula, 1204 Washington, Friday, May 19th. Doors open at 7, $10 in advance, $20 at the door. For ticket information, call 454-9911. That's 454-9911. The Teachers Ball. Get your party on.
I am Laurie Fulkerson. Join me every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people who are just like you that are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in lives of others. And you're invited to share your thoughts. You know, people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show Wednesday mornings at 10 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss what matters most to you.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Washington. The Immigration Reform Act, currently under consideration in Congress, would allow over 100 million people to legally immigrate into the United States over the next 20 years. Current law only provides for 19 million over the same period of time. But the actual number could approach 200 million. There would be three legal statuses that an immigrant could hold. A temporary status, meaning they would have to leave after a short period of time. Near permanent convertible status, meaning immigrants could convert to legal permanent residence after a few years. Or legal permanent residence, meaning they could stay in the U.S. for the rest of their lives and after 5 years become naturalized and permanent citizens with all the rights of those born here. The problem with these classifications is that all three are so fluid that a person can pass from one to another with little restriction. And in the case of legal permanent resident status, spouses and children would also be granted permanent residence. And then after becoming naturalized, the immigrant could bring unlimited numbers of family members into the country to apply for permanent citizenship. The Comprehensive Immigration Reform Act will give amnesty and citizenship to at least 85% of the 12 million illegals that are currently here and who have been here at least 2 years. It would also create a new guest worker program allowing immigrants to enter the country and remain for 6 years if they're recruited by an American employer. And the number of permanent employment visas granted will increase to nearly 500,000 from the current 140,000 per year. This is your wake-up call global news update. An interesting and thought-provoking think piece is coming up Friday morning on the wake-up call. Blogger Steve Lendman has crafted an everyman's description of war-making 101. He contrasts notable despots throughout history with our current leadership, which justifies aggression through the big lie and divine intervention. We think you will find many of your thoughts lie within the commentary of blogger Steve Lendman, our guest Friday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Hey, WGNU listeners, this is Keith Gray from Higher Ground. You can hear me from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. I look forward to talking to you folks.
Business owners, consumers, job seekers.
Join us at the 2006 St. Clair Consumer Expo and Job Fair this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 19th, 20th, and 21st at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. This year's expo will spotlight various groups, organizations, and local businesses throughout the weekend, including some of the finest independent agents and specialty product representatives in the area. While you're taking a break in the center court, register to win one of dozens of prizes to be given away, including a $1,000 online shopping spree from MyFreeGifts.com. That's the 2006 St. Clair Consumer Expo and Job Fair, Friday, May 19th through Sunday, May 21st in Fairview Heights. Hosted by St. Clair Square, sponsored in part by Night Magic Entertainment and AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you. Get more details online at spcshows.com. This is a Specialized Promotional Concepts production.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
The Wake Up Call is planning a special program addressing the issues of veterans. If you have served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, or any other areas of military action and would like to share some of the challenges you faced, not only in combat but when you returned home and how you dealt with them, we'd like to hear from you for a possible guest appearance on this special Wake Up Call broadcast set for Friday, May 26th, just before Memorial Day. Post-traumatic stress, benefit cuts, recruiting promises that went unkept, whatever you might like to share. Call 454-6660 and ask for me, Joe Garcia, or contact me via email at broadcast@wgnu.net. Again, this special wake-up call broadcast dealing with veterans issues will take place on Friday, May 26th.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Speechless, speechless, that's how you make me feel. When I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I'm lost for words, I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel, so silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless, that's how I feel inside. Nothing's real, but all is possible if God is on my side. When I'm with you, I'm in the light.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Get up, get to me. Gary.
Yes, Liz, I'm wondering, where are you suggesting that Flight 77 went? I mean, did UFOs take it or what?
Well, what I am saying, and what millions of other people are saying, what millions of people are saying is that there was no such flight.
Oh, and these people never existed. Those kids that were going on the Cub Scout thing and everything, they didn't exist.
There was no such flight that hit the Pentagon.
Do you realize how silly this makes liberals and Bush haters sound? How ridiculous.
And here's the thing, Gary. I think that the attempt to reduce people's concerns and questions and legitimate observations about the inability of this administration to tell the truth on any particular issue into a personality contest. It is not about hating George Bush. It's about it's about being intolerant of the lies that are being told and promulgated by this administration. There wasn't a flight that hit the Pentagon.
I'm sorry.
The evidence of that is clear.
This is what's going to keep the current administration going in all the way through 8 and
I think you're right. All you have to do is look at the poll numbers. Oh, that's right. That's right. You don't look at the poll numbers anymore. That's right. That's right. Why would I let a poll number get in my way of this administration? The fact of the matter is that it would be so lovely if it was just about a personality contest.
This is about, do you believe the person that has told you that we needed to go to war with Iraq because there are weapons of mass destruction? There were not. It was a lie. Everybody's being indicted. It's not about hating these people. It's about hating what they do, being intolerant of what they do. Everybody should be intolerant of the lies and the people that protect the people who tell the lies. The same people that said that they were so outraged about the lie of Bill Clinton, all of a sudden now when you're lying and people die, it's no big deal. And even those who talked about Bill Clinton always said, myself included, you know what? You all are faking it. You don't care that Bill Clinton lied. You just want Bill Clinton out of office. And the administration of George Bush proves that. You don't care about lies. You just care about who tells them. You don't care about lies. You just care about who tells them. And the proof of that is going to be coming up in the next hour, because we have one of ours coming on a wake-up call, Ray McGovern, who challenged the lies of Donald Rumsfeld. He's going to be on a wake-up call in just a few minutes. You don't want to miss that. Stay with us.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. We spent more money last month, a lot of it on gas. Here's ABC's Pam Coulter in Washington.
The prices we pay for everything from gas to rent to medical care jumped 0.6% in April, following a hefty 0.4% increase in March consumer prices. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, core prices rose 0.3% for the second month in a row. That could be a sign that soaring energy costs may be fueling inflation throughout the economy.
Now, you may have changed your summer vacation plans because of the pump prices. America's research group says over half of Americans plan to go somewhere closer to home this summer or nowhere at all, even if the prices stay right where they are. Baby steps, maybe, but immigration reform supporters say that's moving in the right direction. The Senate is going rounds on President Bush's plan for a temporary workers program. Texas Republican John Cornyn doesn't like it.
Well, I'm not one that's willing to give up so easily and say we can't enforce the law, so why bother?
Hundreds of immigration rights activists are in Washington today to meet with lawmakers and to rally on the National Mall. The latest ABC News Washington Post poll finds President Bush's approval rating down to 33%. That ties a record low. The main complaint is the situation in Iraq. The White House isn't too concerned, though.
People tend to see IED explosions. They hear bad news. What they're not hearing is much of the nation is secure.
White House Press Secretary Tony Snow. Former Beatle and his wife are calling it quits.
A plea for some privacy. Sir Paul McCartney and wife Heather Mills confirming they've agreed to split after 4 years of marriage. In a joint statement, the couple put the blame for the breakup on constant media attention, saying it had become increasingly difficult to maintain a normal relationship. But sources close to the couple say the marriage had always been a stormy one. The British press is already speculating on just how much money Lady M could get in a divorce deal without a prenup in place.
That's ABC's Linda Alvin in London, ABC News Money Scope. The Dow is down 75 points, NASDAQ off 12. This is ABC News.
Memorial Day's coming, so we're taking the kids to Lowe's to teach them responsibility. You see, between now and Monday, all Olympic paint has a $5 mail-in rebate on each gallon and 20 on 5 gallons.
So Stephen and I can cover his rubber ball marks. And Lowe's has 8x8 cobble patio pavers for 97 cents and $20 off their shop vac blower.
I can't even say what Jimmy did.
Now when you use your Lowe's consumer card on any purchase of $299 or more, you'll make no payments and get 0% financing for a full 12 months. Lowe's, let's build something together.
Aflac for Small Business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business, you dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business, just me and my, my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to aflacsb.com. Aflac for Small Business, because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Another person is missing from a cruise ship, this time a 21-year-old man from Ohio. Daniel DiPiero was last seen hanging from a rail on Royal Caribbean's Mariner early Sunday.
It is not a massive search. It's actually a fairly modest search. Just one Coast Guard cutter, an 87-foot ship, and one Coast Guard aircraft, a C-130, that's flown to the waters of the Bahamas today from Tampa. But the area they are searching is itself massive, about 900 square miles, and the Coast Guard concede that's a tall order.
ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman in Miami. Brittany, the car seat faces backwards until the baby's bigger. Photographers snap pop star Britney Spears taking son Sean Preston for a ride in her convertible, the tot in his car seat facing the wrong way. His mother says Spears should know better.
She's got a million people working for her that can tell her what's safe and what isn't, and if you don't know, then maybe you should, you know, read the instructions that come on the box.
Say give Brit a break. By the way, she's expecting baby number two. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGN.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Wednesday, police are still looking for a suspect in the shooting death of a teenager in South St. Louis. 16-year-old Ronald Buchanan was shot in the head late Monday night in the 2500 block of Texas. Police say a suspect, described only as a black male carrying a long-barreled gun, was seen running from the scene of the shooting and then climbing into a getaway car in an alley. The Illinois State Police are looking for more victims who may have been sexually abused by a Jerseyville doctor. Illinois State Police spokesperson Mike Shealy says since charges were filed last week against Dr. Roger Schroeder, as many as 10 other alleged victims have come forward.
We certainly want the word to get out that we're interested in talking to anyone who felt that there was any kind of inappropriate action that had taken place, very interested in any of those potential victims, no matter what the severity.
Schroeder is charged with aggravated criminal sexual abuse and aggravated battery for allegedly sedating and fondling a pregnant patient in January. Schroeder has practiced as an obstetrician and gynecologist in Jersey County for about 30 years. Finally this hour, St. Louis University scientists are looking for volunteers in a study of a new medication for Alzheimer's disease. Researchers believe the new drug may halt the progression of the disease by blocking a certain enzyme in the brain. Adults who are older than 55 and are in the early stages of Alzheimer's are eligible to take part in the 20-month study. St. Louis University is one of about 40 study sites nationwide. For more information on the study, call 314-268-5385. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, take the Toyota Challenge. Does the Corner Repair Shop offer Toyota trained technicians, use genuine Toyota parts, have convenient hours? Your Toyota dealer does. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason. Look for no problems report there. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79. Expect normal traffic. Northbound 270 at 44. Everything's on the move. Northbound 55 from Park all the way onto the PSB. Look for slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 70 at 94, look for road construction going on. The left lane is closed. Eastbound 70 at 94, look for left lane closed as well. and westbound 5570 from the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for no problems to report there. Everything looks good on those approaches. Westbound 5570 at 203, however, look for paving operations having the right lane closed. May see some delays. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, specializing in aligning your skills and experience with fulfilling temporary financial assignments. Call or visit them today at accounttemps.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, partly sunny, chance of showers this afternoon, high in the mid-70s. This evening, partly cloudy with a chance for showers, low in the lower 50s. Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. And Friday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have sunny skies, and we are reporting 54 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 60 degrees. Stay tuned now. It's time for more of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Wake Up Call is planning a special program addressing the issues of veterans. If you have served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, or any other areas of military action, and would like to share some of the challenges you faced, not only in combat, but when you returned home, and how you dealt with them, we'd like to hear from you for a possible guest appearance on this special Wake Up Call broadcast, set for Friday, May 26th, just before Memorial Day. Post-traumatic stress, benefit cuts, recruiting promises that went unkept, whatever you might like to share. Call 454-6660 and ask for me, Joe Garcia, or contact me via email at broadcast@wgnu.net. Again, this special wake-up call broadcast dealing with veterans issues will take place on Friday, May 26th.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Well, Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. The number is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. We're going to be doing Ray McGovern in just a little bit. Until then, I want to continue this conversation about the film that has been quote unquote released by the Pentagon. What's so interesting about it? I think I was born with a question on my lips. I think I was. I think when I came out my mama, I had a number of questions for her. And then I had a number of questions for my daddy as well. What's up with this? What's up with that? I believe I was born with questions. So I have always been one, when you raise a child like me, it's always a challenging thing. I've always questioned power, and I attribute it to partly being the only girl. With an older and a younger brother, I attributed that. I attribute it to being the middle child. I attribute it to my father and my mother raising me in the way that they did. It was a challenge, though. It wasn't no easy thing. My father was Special Forces, Green Beret, officer in the United States Army. And let me assure you, ladies and gentlemen, if I question the stuff that he said to me, ain't nobody can scare me. There is nobody that can scare me. Born with the question. So, and I know many of you out there are the same way. You always question power. You put truth to power. You speak truth to power. And the question that similarly minded individuals should be asking themselves, why wasn't America and the world shown the video and the photographs of the Pentagon before? Showing this just the outer 16-foot hole. The outer wall did not collapse until a full 20 minutes after the impact. Given the fact that the outer wall of the Pentagon had not yet collapsed and only one hole is approximately 16 feet in diameter, how did a jetliner over 44 feet tall, 125 feet, fit into a hole that was shown in the crystal clear close-up photographs of the Pentagon? Can any physics person explain why there's no damage to the Pentagon's upper floors? Pentagon eyewitness said, I heard a very loud, very quick whooshing sound. I was convinced it was a missile. It came in so fast it couldn't have been an airplane. In the aftermath, it was reported by media sources that a giant 100-foot crater was plowed into the front lawn as a result of a powerful airliner crash. Why does the photographic evidence overwhelmingly show that this was absolutely no crater? Why no skid marks? Why no burn marks? Why was the entire world deliberately misled? How does a Boeing 757 constructed from lightweight aluminum penetrate over 9 feet of steel-reinforced concrete? I'm just asking. Physics. 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 Apollo.
I'm right with you, Liz. I cannot understand it. First of all, the explosion seemed to be something different from what you would expect a plane of that size to cause. And the answer to why it didn't impact the Pentagon, the Pentagon must be just made of some better stuff. Or it didn't happen the way they're saying it happened.
Or it didn't happen the way that they said that it happened. And here's the thing, 16-foot hole. If they only were able to penetrate, if the plane was only able to penetrate because of the strength and the format for how tough the Pentagon is, then there should be a whole lot of debris on the front lawn of the Pentagon, right?
Yeah, and what about the fact that were there any remains found from any of the passengers?
Where were their remains? They're saying that the remains, it was so hot, everything blew up in the fire, and all the bodies were destroyed in the fire.
You know, I was at Oklahoma City bombing, and we had to go and get remains and that was a huge explosion that totally crippled, compromised the integrity of that building. So I know what it looks like, what a building looks like when it's been totally destroyed by an explosion. And that building didn't look like it was hit by anything the size of a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And if so, where are all the bodies? Who did the cleanup for the bodies?
And since you were there in Oklahoma, you know that there was an intense cleanup for bodies, right?
Exactly.
There was a special team that went out and just did that.
Yeah.
So then there should have been a special team that just did that for this site.
Right. The biohazard team would have had to have come in and spent, you know, days, if not weeks, just picking up the pieces of all of these, you know, pieces of body that's flown everywhere. But there was none of that.
And what could have burned that hot and that intensely in a plane crash that would have disintegrated everybody that was in there?
Well, the thing about the fuel used to power these things is that it burns off really fast. It's not going to burn forever. So it couldn't have possibly burned off everything that existed on the plane. So, hey. Did they ever find a black box?
No, they did not.
Yeah, there you go.
But we do know who was driving the plane, and we do have the DNA from some of those folks.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot, Liz.
All right. Take care. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. TC.
Good morning, young lady. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I love that explanation that you gave about the type of person you are, and that doesn't surprise me at all. And I think we as a people
Can I share a little story about the type of person that I am, if I may, will you indulge me in that just for a second?
You know I will.
Just to show you that it was so difficult raising me. When I was about, 5 years old, my younger brother was about 2. He was a toddler. It was Halloween. My father was stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. It was Halloween. My mama dressed us up in my little, you know, princess outfit, dressed my little brother up. And she told me, okay, I'm going upstairs to get dressed. When I come back, we'll go out trick-or-treating. And in my 5-year-old mind, my mind, I said, self, you're dressed and ready to go. Your brother's dressed and ready to go. They got a car. They can catch up. So off I went. And it was a mystifying thing to me. Now, this is nighttime. This is in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, in the heart of the Klan country, that these two little brown babies are out walking the street at night, knocking on doors to get candy. And for many, many years, it was a mystifying thing to me to see those sirens and those red lights flashing of the police that found us. And it was mystifying to me why I got spanked that night, too, because in my little mind, I was ready to go. You know, and if y'all weren't dressed, that was on you.
Right, I understand.
So,
but I think we as a people have always questioned authority, because this government have always told us one thing and then done the opposite. Also, why are these pictures, that's another question I would be having, why are these pictures coming out now, almost five years later?
You want to know why? Two words. Loose change. Two words. Or one word if you go into the website. Loose change.
But, you know, I don't believe anything, and I mean anything, nothing that comes out of this administration, I don't believe anything they said. They told me today was Wednesday. I wouldn't believe them.
I'd have to go check and verify. You know what? This
you got that right.
My mother and my father would say, you're a lie and the truth ain't in you. And that's all you can say. You a lie and the truth ain't in you.
And that's been proven again and again about this administration and the two clowns that are heading this administration. And another thing, but one thing about the Republicans, I don't say people that naive, but then again, maybe they are. But when it comes to spinning, they got it down to an art form.
Well, they pick the right person with the right name to do a snow job.
And it is a snow job. And then I think you had two weak Democratic candidates, because how are you going to take the guys that went to war, make them out to be cowards? The guy that was drunk in Alabama, he's a hero. The vice president that had
Sandy
Furman or whatever he had.
Because they don't fight back. They don't fight back.
Evidently, they didn't fight back.
Got to roll, TC.
All right, as always, young lady. Love you.
Take care. Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. Charles.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I have always questioned things, too. And the question I have, I saw the picture yesterday evening.
You saw the film that they showed?
The film,
okay.
I don't know if it was doctored or what, because it was kind of skippy and jumpy.
Mm-hmm.
But they showed a hole in the building.
The Pentagon.
Yeah, the Pentagon, a perfectly round hole. What happened to the wings? You got an airplane flying. The wings are spread out over 100 feet. Shouldn't it have damaged the around the hole? Should there have been a hole that just... I don't understand that.
Let's just say that it was so miraculous that when the plane hit the building and made that 16-foot hole, the wings just fell off.
But what happened to the parts of the wing? I mean, you know, the wings
that's
is what carries the fuel. Should that have been burn marks around that hole?
You know what, Charles, I really think you're being unfair. I think you're being totally unfair and asking too many doggone questions.
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay, you just need to stop asking those questions.
I have another question to ask that's completely off the subject. I watched this fence that they're supposed to be trying to keep so-called illegal aliens out of this country with. Who designed that fence? That thing looks like a ladder. It's got horizontal rungs, protruding along that wall.
The
guys can just scramble up over the top. I've never seen anybody...
Charles, again, unfair to ask the question, but if you're going to insist upon asking questions,
yes.
The question that you should ask as it pertains to the fence is, how much money did the person who put the fence
who
up get paid?
Fence.
How much money did they get? Did
who,
they get paid? That's
right.
The better question.
And they're not really trying to keep anybody out if you build a fence so people can climb up over the top of it.
It wasn't about the fence. It was about the money made in building it.
Thank you, Liz.
Take care. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Christine.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Liz, these are not my words, but when I hear something that I think bears repeating, I will repeat it. Now, I heard, I was listening to the radio, and I heard that a reporter by the name of DJ McIntyre from CNN was on site right after this supposedly plane that crashed into the Pentagon. And he said, now these are his words, he said that expecting it close up, he found no airplane parts, nothing, just a few little fragments of metal.
There was a editor for a site called, or a magazine called Space News. His name is Lon Rains, R-A-I-N-S. He was an eyewitness, and he said, and I quote, I heard a very loud, quick, whooshing sound. I was convinced it was a missile. It came in so fast, it didn't sound like any airplane.
And I know, and Liz, this is the kicker. They just re-interviewed this same person, this James D. McIntyre, and his story has completely changed.
What station does he work for?
CNN.
That's all you need to say.
He says that now he saw big fragments of wings and other parts of the airplane. So he's completely made a complete turnaround from his first statement.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything comes out, if they do release any kind of a film showing us a plane going into the Pentagon, you can believe it's doctored. And you can doctor it because you remember in Forrest Gump, this is not my words either, this person was says in Forrest Gump, where they had Forrest Gump shaking hands with Johnson and all kind of different films that they had put together. It looked so real.
The question is, the really obvious question is why wasn't there a single, why hasn't there been a single photograph released of debris from any angle, whether it is a observation from over the crash site, from the side of the crash site, just one photograph of the debris, one.
And the words from that reporter, it's been so contaminated, that says it all.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. XX Peter.
You want a physics answer for your question?
Absolutely.
It wasn't the way it said it was done. It was a missile. Next question, please.
There you go.
But, you know, I was looking at that film, and I'm sitting there and saying to myself, okay, where's the plane? Where's the plane? Then it starts over again. But what I want to ask, if it ever comes out, and I'm sure it will, that this is, you know, a missile, what type of ramification do you think it's going to have on this country?
It's huge. It's huge.
And what extent will it go to?
It depends on who's in it. It's going to take people outside of government. It's going to take people outside of government because we've seen what happens when with members of Congress, particularly with the Senate. It's an old boys club, and it has girls in it that are trying to act like they old white boys, and it has other non-white people trying to act like they're part of this club. And they will take it upon themselves, a very paternalistic, a very colonialistic attitude of, we've got to protect the nation from itself. We can't ever let the nation know what's happened because the nation will crumble under the truth of this. And what kind of nation do you have that crumbles under the truth of anything? And then does a nation that would crumble under the truth of this deserve to be? You know, so any truth of this is going to have to be energized and come from a place outside of the walls of government, because they will take on that attitude.
And if it's a hoax at the Pentagon, what was it at the Twin Trade Towers?
There you go.
Thank you very much.
454-0400 is my phone number. I am Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get to me. I'm taking your questions. Stay with me. Was it your pride made you want to die? Leave your mama, wonder why. And the baby used to cry. And was it over? Jilted lover, trusted brother, operating undercover. Make you turn your back on your God. Tell me what you crying for. Let him go. Don't want you no more.
For up-to-the-minute traffic updates, tune in to AM 920 WGNU during morning and afternoon drive times, and we'll tell you where to go. From your friends at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Again, to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson. Join me every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people who are just like you that are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in lives of others. And you're invited to share your thoughts. You know, people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show Wednesday mornings at 10 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss what matters most to you.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, this is Judy Moskov. Join me for a Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon. We'll be talking with gardening experts and sharing information that you need to know. Get the latest dirt on everything from tomatoes to trees. That's a Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon.
Can you still become a hero at work? Yes. Is it still easy? You bet. Just drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Your friends at AM 920 will draw a new winner each week and deliver a basket of goodies to the winning workplace. You have to hurry, though. Contest ends May 29th, 2006. No purchase necessary. Employees and family of WGNU Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. The WGNU Workplace Hero from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in after the 5 o'clock news every Friday for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage on your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons after the 5 o'clock news on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Like a flower waiting to bloom, like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on.
We wanted to let the listeners know this morning, Liz, that we're having some problems getting in touch with Ray McGovern, the former CIA analyst. He was due on with an interview for us this morning, but he's traveling to New York City from Washington, and apparently he's just in transit now. But we'll try to reschedule him in the immediate future and see what we can get for an update.
Thank you, Joe.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free lug distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone.
Liz, how are you today?
I am outstanding. How are you?
All right. You know, I've been to that website that shows the obvious, perfectly round hole.
Which website are you talking about?
The one that you're talking about.
Loose Change?
Loose Change. Mm-hmm. I'm almost certain that's the site. We went there a couple years ago. And, you know, that was created by a...
You're talking about a different site because Loose Change just came out this year.
Okay, well, this is okay. Well, these are the photos that were floating around on the internet.
Okay.
I mean, we looked at this 2 years ago. The photos that were taken of a perfectly round hole created by a hardened tipped Tomahawk cruise missile that would penetrate something as thick as the walls of the Pentagon. Mm. Now, let's throw a little bit more gasoline on this fire because I'm right with you on this one. You know, there's no debris. No debris whatsoever. Uh-huh. Like, now, even the World Trade Center had debris, but as far as I'm concerned, at this point, those planes were remote controlled into the World Trade Center. You know, but here's another thing for you. And to show you how they're playing the role on our Caucasian friends in this country. Did you know, I don't know if have made this correlation yet, but did you notice that these photos and this footage was just released? But we had Flight 93, the movie, released about 2-3 weeks ago now. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get these folks pumped up to believe, you know, what happened. So when they see...
But see, what's happening now, though, and I think for some people it takes... unfortunately, for some people, the truth comes to them once they have been personally affected. I think that because so many Americans right now are suffering from high gas, paying high prices at the pump, I think because so many Americans are having such a difficulty with their lives, I think so many Americans are suffering from having to pay insane health care bills. bills. Mm-hmm. I think that people are more open now to the possibilities of other things not being as they are supposed to be or not being the truth. So I think that what we're seeing is a gradual movement of this country towards a little bit more, a lot more, critically analyzing the world that they are in. So a lot, there has been a sea change. There has really been a sea change of people getting this now. And the reason why this tape is being released right now, this tape, the Pentagon is telling us it's because the Massawi trial is over. Bunk. That is not the reason. The reason why the tape that it's being released right now is because of the impact of Loose Change, a movie that has been out on the internet that millions of people have seen. It's received so much attention. It was in the New York Times, and this is just a little internet film. And it is raising all of the right questions, putting it together in just the right way that it touches it and at the right time, because if Loose Change had been released the day after September 12th, it would have been dismissed as insane.
Oh, now, I agree with you.
Timing is everything.
And I'm agreeing with your point. But my point is that these folks, the government has known that that website, or I'm sorry, the Bush administration has known that website's been there for a while.
That's right.
They knew those pictures have been there for a while. And this is a failed attempt in my point, you know, as far as I'm concerned, but they're sticking to their script.
Oh, they have
they're
to.
They're going to go right ahead, and so that's why I go back to this whole bit with, you know, this movie was released. They knew this stuff was getting ready to get, you know.
And my point with the movie is, and I think that you're absolutely right, and my point with the movie is it ain't sticking like it would have been sticking two years ago.
No, it's not sticking at all.
Yeah.
These guys are sticking to their script. Like they're trying to, you know, have the American people in the movie, and we're the extras.
And when in fact
they're really, you know, they really are just throwing the, you know, they're throwing everything that they can think of.
And the proof of that,
people that are now starting to think, hey, wait a minute.
And the proof of that,
and the
proof of that is the fact that the government, after throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, your mama's kitchen sink, my daddy's kitchen sink, everybody's kitchen sink, at the Massawi trial, and they still didn't get a death penalty conviction.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. Robin.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I want to tell me something more about that black box that they didn't sign.
No, that's all there is to say. Well, where is the black box?
I was just wondering about that. I've listened to everything you say.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that black box?
Mm-hmm. And where is the debris? Where's the debris? That's all where's the debris? Show me a photograph of the debris.
Miss Brown, you get my mind wandering. You hear me?
Get on the net. Go to loosechange.com.
Okay, have
all
a good
right, take care. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. Earl.
Yeah, how you doing, Liz?
I'm out.
Another question that I wanted. The relatives of the people that were supposed to be on the plane. Could the government have suppressed these people to not say anything?
Mm.
And even if they had, there had to have been some relative that would speak out anyway, regardless if the government told them not to say anything.
How hard, in the midst of everything that happened on 9/11, the country came to a standstill. I remember I had just gotten back from, I had gone to New Orleans, actually. I had just gotten back from New Orleans for an awards ceremony, and I had taken the week off after I got back from New Orleans, and I got a phone call from Gerald Christmas asking, are you watching TV? And because I was cleaning my house, I was not watching TV. The world stood still for weeks after that.
Exactly.
Stood still.
Exactly.
So there is, and the world, the United States was traumatized. People that were impacted, the word traumatized doesn't begin to cover what they were feeling and what they were experiencing. That's the best time in the world when people are traumatized, when you can fool people. You can tell people anything. Do you know all the rumors that were going on in the world at the time when those planes hit our buildings?
Right.
All kinds of stuff was going on. So could they being the government, have misled the loved ones? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Could they have concocted loved ones? Yes, they could have done all of that.
But also, there had to be civilian population I mean, unless it's just a restricted area where it's just people going back and forth to work are close to that area, there had to be people to see this plane if it has. I mean,
as I told somebody on the show a few minutes ago, Earl, there should have been car crashes all over Washington, D.C. of people watching that plane, not paying attention to what they were doing and crashing into each other.
And also, I would like to see the plane flying before it hits the building. What I saw was so grainy and foggy, I just saw something hit the building. What about before it hit the building? They had to catch that on film before it hit the building, did it?
No matter how grainy, once the debris from the plane landed on the front lawn of the Pentagon, it wasn't moving anymore. There should have been very clear shots of that.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Dimitri.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
You got a great show going because I'm ready to put my fist through the wall.
Mm.
I want to get back to a statement I made shortly after 9/11, and I've never heard anybody talk about it except me. Television cameras are pretty heavy, and they have to be set up in order to function. Now, on the 9/11 thing, why were the cameras happen to be on the same level, on the same floor that the planes came coming into 9/11? Why did they happen to be there? Why did they happen not to have to shoot through glass? And why was it that they were able, these cameras were set up to track the planes before they actually hit the tower? No one has talked to the crew. No one has said why they were there. Very little information about the filming of this incident. And I'm still not satisfied that I haven't heard anything. Wouldn't you, if you were the cameraman, be writing a book or talking about it, talking about your experience, and it's just gone off the radar.
Mm. Thank you so much, Dimitri.
Thank you, Liz.
All right, take care. 454-0400 is my phone number. Let's do a break. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my number. Do a break. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
The Wake Up Call is seeking volunteer student interns for media research, publicity, and radio production. Interns will have a chance to develop writing, research, and public relations skills, as well as gain broad knowledge of both corporate and independent media. Educational background should include public administration, journalism, or the social sciences, with emphasis on political science. Duties include research, web support, media monitoring, and administrative tasks. Effective skills to carry out these duties include word processing, data entry, electronic communications, online research, and public speaking. Interns will work up to 15 hours a week. Students who wish to obtain course credit will have the Wake Up Call's full cooperation in meeting institutional requirements. Intern applicants may reply to 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's 367-2743 or to revolution@lizbrown.com. That's LIZZ. The Wake Up Call's 2006 intern program begins May 30th and concludes in September. Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Want to help local charities and not-for-profit groups? Want to have a great time doing it? Then head downtown to Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey in Soulard this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. for a party on the patio. Every week, a different organization receives a portion of the proceeds and all the tips that their volunteer service can bring in. There's a featured drink each week, free hors d'oeuvres, and live music. Summer fun and helping others has never been so easy. Party on the patio with Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey all summer long. This week's party benefits the Wishing Well.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning, dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999.
This is Alan Brainerd inviting you to join me every Wednesday for Design 411. Whether you live in a mansion or a studio apartment, my guests and I will share new and exciting ways to make your home truly attractive. Please join me, Alan Brainerd, for Design 411, Wednesdays at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where you'll get the 411 on the things that matter most to you.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you Christmas cheer. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give
this
you
is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Amsterdam. The head of Royal Dutch Shell Corporation says he expects to see more nationalization of foreign energy companies who operate in oil-rich countries. Jerome van der Veer says that the rewriting of such contracts is a new reality that energy companies will have to accept because the higher the oil and gas prices go, the more national thinking you will get. And he says filing lawsuits to fight the loss of control and profit sharing is counterproductive. But the head of ExxonMobil disagrees with that position. Rex Tillerson, the CEO of Exxon, says if oil companies do not stand up to such unlawful changes, they're going to put themselves at the mercy of oil-producing countries to constantly want more and more concessions. He says his company will use international arbitration and legal action to fight nationalization efforts. And Dateline Washington. A memo made public this week by the head of the Army's Reserve Forces says the reserve is overtaxed and is being brought to its knees because of dysfunctional military policies. Lieutenant James Helmley wrote the memo to Army Chief of Staff General Peter Schoolmaker in late December. The Army Reserve is composed of 200,000 part-time soldiers who are not on active duty but can be called up for a national need. Right now, over 50,000 are on active duty. Helmley says he's deeply concerned about the reserve's ability to meet the demands being placed on it, both in the hot zones and here at home. He said the practice of paying reservists an extra $1,000 a month to remobilize is damaging the psyche of the all-volunteer military because it blurs the line which separates professional soldiers from mercenaries. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else? You're going to washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, big screen television. Where are you going to get your shop on? Sears, of course, it's in your neighborhood. Right here in the city of St. Louis, the only... Let me say it again. The only full-service Sears in the entire city of St. Louis. You don't have to take out a bank loan to get to the mall, to get to a Sears. No, you don't. It's right here at Union and Natural Bridge, 3425 Union. Sears, get your shop on, and when you get there, tell them Liz Brown told you to.
An interesting and thought-provoking think piece is coming up Friday morning on the Wake Up Call. Blogger Steve Lendman has crafted an everyman's description of war-making 101. He contrasts notable despots throughout history with our current leadership, which justifies aggression through the big lie and divine intervention. We think you will find many of your thoughts lie within the commentary of blogger Steve Lendman, our guest Friday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Business owners, consumers, job seekers, join us at the 2006 St. Clair Consumer Expo and Job Fair this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 19th, 20th, and 21st at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. This year's Expo will spotlight various groups, organizations, and local businesses throughout the weekend, including some of the finest independent agents and specialty product representatives in the area. While you're taking a break in the center court, register to win one of dozens of prizes to be given away, including a $1,000 online shopping spree from MyFreeGifts.com. That's the 2006 St. Clair Consumer Expo and Job Fair, Friday, May 19th through Sunday, May 21st in Fairview Heights. Hosted by St. Clair Square, sponsored in part by Night Magic Entertainment and AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you. Get more details online at spcshows.com. This is a specialized promotional concepts production.
The Wake Up Call is planning a special program addressing the issues of veterans. If you have served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, or any other areas of military action, and would like to share some of the challenges you faced, not only in combat, but when you returned home, and how you dealt with them, we'd like to hear from you for a possible guest appearance on this special Wake Up Call broadcast, set for Friday, May 26th, just before Memorial Day. Post-traumatic stress, benefit cuts, recruiting promises that went unkept, whatever you might like to share. Call 454-6660 and ask for me, Joe Garcia, or contact me via email at broadcast@wgnu.net. Again, this special wake-up call broadcast dealing with veterans issues will take place on Friday, May 26th.
Around the world,
and behind the story.
It's the award-winning wake-up call.
Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. We're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Hey, Liz, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I, too, watched Loose Change, second edition. It was great.
Isn't it astounding? It's astonishing. It's astounding. It's astonishing. It's all of that.
I, you know, when I look at this man in the White House now, I just want to up Chuck. I mean, he is just a disaster, and I mean, we need to be rounding people up and putting them in jail. And I'm talking about this administration for what happened on 9/11.
It's awful. It is awful. Thank you so much.
All right.
I was raised. You are judged by the company that you keep. You are evaluated by those who you hang out with and are influenced by. I admire anybody that can run with all kinds of people. But if you are influenced by those people that are not positive, powerful people, are not good people, you're evaluated by that because that's who you choose as your friends. Who did George Bush choose to be his spokesperson? He chose Tony Snow. What manner of man is Tony Snow? He's a man where immediately, when needing an example, he dips into his mental Rolodex and he comes up with a racist slur. You listen.
To the USA Today story, simply to give you a little context, look at the poll that appeared the following day. Well, there was part of it said 51% of the American people opposed. If you look at when people said, if there was a roster of phone numbers, do you feel comfortable with that? I'm paraphrasing and I apologize, but something like 64% of the public was not troubled by it. Having said that, I don't want to hug the tar baby of trying to comment on the program. The existence of the alleged...
What did you just say? I don't want to hug the tar baby? That is one of the most racist, vile stories that's been used throughout history to denigrate, to demonize people of African descent. And what casually comes out his mouth? Tar baby. Huh? I don't want to hug the tar... Huh? Out his mouth. With effortlessly out his mouth. That's no job. that's no job. People have gotten fired for using that term. So should he. Casually, I don't want to hug the tar baby. Out the gate. It's not just me. And I want you to listen to the audience response after, because he's speaking to a bunch of reporters. Listen to the titters after he says that word.
To the USA Today story, simply to give you a little context, look at the poll that appeared the following day. While there was part of it said 51% of the American people opposed, if you look at when people said, if there's a roster of phone numbers, do you feel comfortable with that? I'm paraphrasing and I apologize, but something like 64% of the public was not troubled by it. Having said that, I don't want to hug the tar baby of trying to comment on the program. The existence of which I can neither confirm nor deny.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the audience kind of tittering in the background? Doesn't make any sense for them to be tittering except for what he said. I want to hear what George Bush has to say about this. If you can be released from a radio station for using the word coon, should you get to keep your job by using the word tar baby? Should you? Pepsi.
One bad apple spoils the whole bunch, Liz.
All day long. Or the apples don't fall far from the tree.
All right. Also, we was talking about 9/11. Let's go back to Timothy McVeigh bombing.
Okay.
Where it is, I understood it to be, maybe I'm wrong, somebody can help me. I understood it to be before that bombing took place, I think it was the FBI, they say they was moving so many equipment and stuff out that building. For it's like boxes of this, boxes of that. And then after the bombing, they had tapes where it was more than one bombing that took place. So, this government is something else.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it is something else, and it's scary, I tell you that.
Thank you, Pepsi.
Okay.
All right, now. Lois, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Quickly, please.
Yeah, I have a question about this Pentagon, the plane going in there or not.
Yes.
If it was a missile, my question is, who, what, why?
That's the next set of
who
questions.
Who shot the missile and why did it, and where did it come from? Was it our government? I mean, what is it they're saying?
That's the next series of questions. Those are the next series of questions.
Yeah, because it's insane. I mean, why would... Did our military shoot the missile? That's what I want to know. I mean,
Gulf
of skirting all around.
Gulf of Tonkin. Check that out.
Go where?
Gulf of Tonkin. Check that out.
Oh, Gulf of Tonkin?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
For answers to some of your questions.
Is that GulfOfTonkin.com?
Yes, no, just do a search on the what we were told about it, what it was used for, and who did it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Lindsay, Ms. Lindsay.
Listen, good morning. I wanted to say that it's rather strange, all in conjunction with this 9/11, it's rather strange that the plane, every station was showing